Thank you, and good evening from Polinski Field. It's the home opener for the Willow Springs Bears, and we are here along with the Bears and Bear Nation to witness the Bears' home opener as they take on another new opponent this week. They'll take home on Pleasant Hope, a team that has been playing JV ball, but they're ready to get back into the varsity action. So hope is what we have planned tonight for the Willow Springs Bears, not for the opposition, but for the Bears, as the Bears get started here on their second game of the season. Understand, Marty, this is Pleasant Hope's first game of the season.
It is, yeah. They did not have an opponent in week one, and good scheduling by our athletic director to put Pleasant Hope on the schedule. It's our home opener for the Bears. Polinski Field looks great. We've got a big crowd. They were lined up on 10th Street waiting to get in on the tailgating side. Last night we had trucks lined up to get in, so this is a tradition here at Willow Springs, and hopefully a lot of fun tonight. One of these teams is going to break a streak tonight. For Willow, it's been a little bit of a shorter time than it has been for Pleasant Hope, but Willow has lost 15 games. The last win was September of 22 against Salem, so 15 straight losses for the Bears. They're looking to break that streak tonight. For Pleasant Hope, you mentioned at the open that this is a team that's coming back into varsity contest. They took a few years to just focus on JV and trying to get that program better before hopping back into varsity competition, which isn't a bad route to go, especially, and we've seen the better times, and not a bad route to try to just focus on that JV and, you know, get those kids better, but they feel like they've made it to where they can get back up into varsity play. This is their first varsity game since 2020. It had a hand in not playing varsity action that 2021 season, but they're a Class 2 school. They co-op with Halfway, and what that means is Halfway, a neighboring district, does not have football. So since they don't have football, they can send kids to Pleasant Hope to play
if
football.
The school board,
both boards have to agree that that's okay.
Yeah.
But they have. So Pleasant Hope / Halfway is here tonight, but we'll call them the Pleasant Hope Pirates. This is a program that's never had a winning season, and their last win came in 2016. Their last single win came in 2016. So you could see where the logic is, hey, let's grow it from those younger grades and wait until we're ready to hop back on the varsity schedule. And they feel like they're ready, and Willow is the first team to play against the new varsity Pleasant Hope Pirates.
Well, we had some success with that a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years now, when we traveled over to Clever.
Yeah.
To play Clever, who was coming out of that junior varsity program and into the varsity. So maybe we'll have a repeat of that tonight.
A little different scenario is Clever was starting a program and Pleasant Hope had a program for a while. But either way you slice it, a good opportunity for both these teams tonight. I'm sure Pleasant Hope is psyched and they are ready to play some varsity football. And I'm sure there's a lot of excitement around the Pirates side. For the Bears, we talked last week about some early optimism. This is a very young team, and last week they lost to Lincoln 32-13 was the final. That was an 8-0 game at halftime, a really rough third quarter kind of doomed the Bears. But in the fourth quarter, they picked up a couple of touchdowns, and we saw some positives in a competitive football game against a Lincoln team that received votes in the top 10 poll for Class 1 this week. And talking with Coach Swallum, he feels like that Lincoln team's going to win a lot of games this year and maybe make some noise in the playoffs. So that was a good team that the Bears played last week.
Yeah, I really feel like also in that first half, Lincoln just gave us some opportunities we didn't take advantage of, and I didn't think they played very good football in that first half.
No, they really
didn't.
In the
second half, they put it together and raced out there and got 24 points in the third quarter, which really, I was impressed by our coaching staff as that third quarter went along. Those kids their heads started to go down, and Coach Swallum mentioned this post game that, they were coming along slapping the heads and getting them back up. And that certainly the mental part of the game is a big part of it. And I thought that was the positive note as well.
lots of positives for this Bears team, and hopefully they can notch a win tonight. They head to Kabul next week, and they will start the SCA conference play next week. Pleasant Hope won the flip of the coin, so they have elected to receive to start the game. Pleasant Hope in their yellow and black uniforms, gold or yellow, I don't know, I'll call it yellow. Yellow pants, white jerseys, black helmets. Bears in their maroon pants and jerseys with the white helmets. New jerseys this year for the Bears. If you'll recall, last year, kind of a mix-up of the manufacturer, but that really didn't look like a maroon last year. Very light, almost a pinkish, and we don't want that.
It was a mauve color.
It was really not maroon, and we have corrected that, and they look sharp. Really good-looking uniforms, nice helmets, and the willow across the back where you would see in the NFL the player's name. They all say Willow, and that's kind of a show of unity there for the Bears. A couple of, one significant roster note, Jace Rogers, senior athlete, is eligible this week, so Rogers will probably factor into the action, but look to see Caden Lee maybe start the game at quarterback, and the freshman had a good opening week. A couple of touchdowns and was a playmaker for the Bears.
Yeah. All right, the Bears tee it up at the 40-yard line. They're prepared to kick it off. And personally, I'll be glad when the sun goes down because it's really affecting the view up here. Got a real glare. So, anyway, we're going to kick it off here. And Pleasant Hope drops back a single safety inside the 15-yard line.
Stevenson does the kicking.
Stevenson ready to go. As soon as the official gives us the signal, we're gone. There he goes. And the kick is underway, going to the right side where the running back picks it up, cuts it back up the middle, got some running room, gets out front. He's at the 50 and could go all the way.
Wow, he will go all the way.
Nobody in sight.
Welcome back to varsity football, Pleasant Hope. They return the opening kickoff for 6 points and a touchdown, and the air just deflated out of Polinsky Field.
Nothing developed over there on the defense for the kickoff side. They just were flat-footed, and Pleasant Hope was not. And their running back took it all the way to the end zone, so about an 80-yard return. And Pleasant Hope goes up 6-0.
Well, not the way you wanted to start, for sure, for the Bears.
Maybe it'll wake them up a little.
Man, Pleasant Hope jacked up, ready to go, and they score on the opening kickoff, and we'll see. It looks like they're going to go for two.
Boy, this is the end of the field where it's really tough to see.
Got a bad sun glare down
there.
They have
spread out like they're going for two. And there's the snap of the football, and the running back has got it away at the last minute.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's complete for the two-point conversion.
He was being drugged down and just
heaved it,
and the man was wide open in the end zone. So 8-0 Pleasant Hope with 14 seconds gone in this one. We'll be back in 60 seconds if you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Welcome back to Bear Football, and it's just underway here at Polinsky Field, and the Bears got a rude awakening on the opening kickoff as Pleasant Hope ran it back 80 yards for the score and then connected on the two-point conversion. So Bears looking to rebound here as Pleasant Hope kicks it off.
Definitely hitting the mouth to start this one, and the Bears are going to have to get up off the mat and punch back.
Pleasant Hope kickoff from the 40-yard line. Bears drop a couple of backs back around the 15-yard line. And here is the kick. Short kick, very short, covered by the Bears at the 30-yard line. No return on that, but Bears just covered it right there.
Bears have looked a little confused on special teams, first of all, letting an 80-yard kickoff return happen. And then on that, it was a short kick, and nobody looked like they really wanted to take charge of it.
Nope.
And finally just fell on it at the 30-yard line, but definitely could have scooped that and got a few yards. But the Bears will have possession, and we'll see if they can answer back.
31-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears as they operate from scrimmage for the first time tonight. Lee in there at quarterback, the freshman, gets the snap of the football, hands off to his running back. He's got some running room, gets up to about the 35-yard line. Woolsey picked up four on that play. He's second down and six.
Woolsey over the right side.
Looked like he had a little blocking, too, that time. Bears down already 8-0. That's just like spotting the other team.
It really is.
Points. This is really ugly. Second down and a long six for the Bears from their own 35-yard line. Got to get it to the 41, maybe just over that a shade. Lee is quarterback with three wide receivers. Make it four, two on each side. Looks like he's going to throw. He wants to, and he winds up and fires it deep, and it's incomplete.
Threw it up for grabs, John Ball, the intended receiver, but he was double covered, and that you want him to catch it, obviously, but probably breathing a sigh of relief that that wasn't intercepted. Jump ball and falls incomplete.
Lee was really harassed back there and just did a good job just to get rid of it. Third down and six for the Bears. And the Bear faithful are trying to rally here a little bit after that opening shock. Third and six.
Need to pick up a first down here, get a little momentum.
Again, four wide receivers. One back in the backfield with Lee on third down. Goes over the middle, got a man open down there, but it's picked off by Pleasant Hope at the 50-yard line. They bring it back to the 41 where they step out of bounds.
Dalton Altick, senior quarterback, with the interception. And this game is off to a horrendous start for the Bears. As Pleasant Hope will take over on the interception inside Bear territory, already leading 8-0. And we're just a minute and 18 seconds into this game.
Looks like the Bears' passing game looks a little weak.
Well, went for the deeper ball a couple times, not going for the short stuff, trying to hit a home run, and Pleasant Hope made him pay.
First and 10 for Pleasant Hope at the 41-yard line of the Bears. So they've got it in great field position, already leading 8-0. So their comeback bid to varsity football is looking good.
Well, right now it looks like a good method. Penalty on the Pirates. I missed that. Did they run a play?
Nope. No play was run, but there was a penalty for something.
Sorry, you missed that, but it will back it up to midfield.
10-yard penalty puts the ball back on the 49-yard line of Pleasant Hope, making it first and 10 there.
The penalty must have happened after the interception. So it will be first and 10 instead of first and 20.
Yeah, they didn't run a play, so.
Quarterback for the Pleasant Hope Pirates is Dalton Altick, who just picked up the interception. He is a senior. Altick, Altick.
Official stop play again before we get it started. Now, I don't know.
I've got some jersey issues with number 5, Hutcherson, for the Pirates. They want his jersey down on his back a little bit. I don't know if he's showing too much skin back there or some equipment needed to be covered up. So we're good now. I'll take a quarterback.
First and 10 for midfield. Altick puts a man in motion, hands to the man in motion. He goes around the outside. He's got running room. He's got 10, 15, down to the 30-yard line of the Bears. Wow. Making it look easy here in the early going, Marty.
That's Caleb Altick, the junior, with a 20-plus yard run.
He picked up 24 yards on that one. Just a little end around. The Bears weren't ready for it.
Nobody over there for the Bears, and one play from scrimmage. Pirates leading 8-0 and already just about in the red zone again.
Bears mix up on the line. They switch places. High snap from center. They hand off to the tailback. He's hit and dropped for a loss on the play back about the 30-yard line.
Bear defense read that well and much needed. Just a stop for the Bears. Stop the bleeding a little bit. Carson Simon, the junior running back, with the carry, and he'll lose 2 yards.
That high snap from center helped out on the Bear defense, too. So it'll be second down and about 12 back at the 28-yard line. That's where they go to market. Alta gets the snap this time, hands off to the running back, trying to cut inside. He's hemmed in at the 25, and down he goes after a 3-yard gain on the play. This will be third down in about 7 for the Pirates as they're at the Bear 25-yard line.
Ackle with the carry. Freshman running back, or rather a senior running back, sorry, for the Pirates.
Altick at quarterback on third down and long at the Bear 25. Gets the snap, wants the throw, does heave it up there. Got a man open in the end zone.
He's got it.
Touchdown.
Wow. 25-yard touchdown pass from Altick to Altick. Dalton to Caleb. I thought he had overthrown him, but Caleb Altick caught up to it just in the corner of the end zone, got both feet in bounds and makes a good catch. And just like that, the Pleasant Hope Pirates, looking for their first win since 2016, go up 14-0.
Bears defense, that guy was wide open,
yeah,
too. Bears defensive backs were not close. 14-0 with, the clock is still 9:15 left to go in the first quarter. 2-point conversion attempt, and the running back gets it. No. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, it's incomplete. It'll be
no good.
No good. So with 9:15 left to go in the first quarter, Pleasant Hope 14, Willow Springs nothing. Back for the Pleasant Hope kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Nine 16 left to go in the first quarter. Bears already down 14-0. Have been smacked in the mouth by the Pleasant Hope Pirates. Wow.
They haven't played varsity football in 4 years, but
they're ready
to roll tonight.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely prepared for this game and have a big lead to start things off. We're barely started here. Still 9:16 to go in the first quarter. So plenty of time for the Bears if you're going to be an optimist. And there's a flag before the kick with delay of game, possibly. Or somebody wasn't lined up correctly. It's going to be delay of game, I believe.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, delay a game on the Pirates. That'll move it back 5 yards. Bear up men need to be ready this time. They were caught off guard on the squib kick last time by the Pirates.
I think the whole Bear team needs to be ready.
They're not in it.
Their head's not there so far. They are not ready to play. They better get there quick. Pleasant Hope from the 35 kicks it off. Ball taken by the deep back at the 20. 25-30. Woolsey's at the 35-38-yard line. That's where he's brought down.
Better field position for the Bears this time. Their 3 plays from scrimmage last time. Woolsey ran for 4 yards and then Lee with an incompletion and an interception. Bears gave the Pirates a good field position, and they took advantage of it. Leading 14-0, 9-10 to go first quarter. Bears got to get back in this thing a little bit.
From the 38-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Bears. Lee in quarterback. 2 wideouts this time and a slot on the right side. If there's a snap, hand off to the running back, tries to cut to the outside, does get out there a little bit, break the tackle, gets up close to a first down.
Good running by Woolsey, and now a flag coming in late, maybe a personal foul on the Pirates. Woolsey got it close to midfield, about a 12-yard run for Woolsey. Got to that right sideline. We'll see what the penalty is.
1st and 10 for the Bears as it stands now.
There are flags on the field.
Personal foul against Pleasant Hope. That will give an extra 15 yards and take the ball into Pirate territory and down to the 36-yard line of Pleasant Hope. So good field position now for the Bears.
That's penalty hate as a coach. You already gave up a big run and then sack on 15. So the Bears looking really good in good field position now to try to answer back here and to score.
Spread the field again this time with 4 wide receivers. Lee in there, quarterback. Puts a man in motion. They go to the left side. Motion man keeps, or the quarterback keeps the ball. He's got 10, 15, down inside the 20. Still on his feet and tackled at the 15-yard line goes Lee for another 21-yard gain.
Probably coming back. There's a flag at the line of scrimmage, and it is a hold on the Bears. So that'll come back, and the Bears will back up 10 yards from where they were. First penalty on the Bears. That's a costly one. It negates a good run by Lee.
Take the ball back to the 46-yard line and be a first and 20 for the Bears there.
Pleasant Hope team had a lot of success at the JV level the last few years, and trying to see if that recipe pays off. Sure looks good here in the first quarter.
8:51 left to go in the first quarter. Pleasant Hope up 14-0 over the Bears. Bears first and 20 at the Pirate 46-yard line. Lee under center this time. Gets the snap. Quick handoff to the running back who got about 8 on the play.
That's Shortridge. Straight up the middle. Had some good blocking. And he'll pick up about
7.
7?
Yep. Second down and 13 for the Bears. Inside the 40 now at the 39-yard line. Oh, Pleasant Hope.
A penalty could be a drive killer. Bears trying to get their momentum back.
Again, under center is Lee this time. Man in motion to the near side of the field. There's the snap hand off to the tailback. Got some running room, but closes quickly at the 35. It'll be third down and about 9 for the Bears.
Giving forward progress to about the 36, about a 3-yard carry by Woolsey. Bears obviously in four down territory here. So you got a couple plays to make about 10 yards.
Yeah. Note, the Bears haven't tried a pass on this drive.
They have not.
Clock moving still. It's a lot happened here, but we're not even halfway through the first quarter. 7:30 left to go in it. Third down and 9 for the Bears, or 10, I guess it is now, from the 36-yard line. That's
play clock down to 2.
And timeout.
Coach Swallum's going to have to burn a timeout to avoid a penalty. 7:25 to go first quarter at Polinski Field. It's opening night, but so far it's been Pirates night, leading 14-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bears football on KUKU.
Bears win the ball on third down and long. Lee throws deep, got a man down there, but it's overthrown. Incomplete in near the end zone.
Overthrew his intended receiver. Christopher McCune was the intended target, but pass well overthrown. Lee showing off a good arm strength, but overshot his target. Fourth and 10 for the Bears.
You punt here, or do you go for it? I don't know.
I would think they would go for it. Got to get some momentum back here.
Clock stop with 7:18 left to go in the first quarter. Bears break the huddle. And they show 3 wide receivers this time. Snap of the football. Lee wants to throw, goes over the middle, and it's incomplete. Flag on the play. We'll see what that's about.
Flag was right at the line of scrimmage. We'd expect maybe a hold, but we'll see.
Man in the white hat pointing in the direction of Pleasant Hope, but I don't know. We'll see.
That's a hold on the Bears. Penalty is declined, and Pleasant Hope will take over at their own 36-yard line, first down. And Caden Lee, the freshman who had a really good week last week, is had a rough first quarter here, 0 for 4 with an interception, and Bears still looking for some consistency on offense, and now turn it back to Pleasant Hope. But it feels like you need to start with the defense here and get a stop and try to turn the tide.
The Altec boys have just taken it to us here in the early going. Is that their name, Altec?
Altec. A-L-T-I-C.
So they take over at the 36-yard line, first and 10. First two times they've touched the ball, they've scored, so we'll see what happens here.
Whistles all over the field, and now a timeout is going to be called by Pleasant Hope. 7:13 to go first quarter. Pleasant Hope shutting out the Bears 14-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Altick scrambles, throws, incomplete on 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line. 36-yard line, I guess it is. So
first incompletion for Altick.
Yep.
So Bear defense trying to make a stop here. It's been first quarter dominated by Pleasant Hope, leading 14-0. Pleasant Hope's not had a varsity win in 8 years. Willow hasn't had one in 2. And right now the 8-year streak looks to be in good shape.
But they haven't been playing varsity ball for a while.
Correct.
That might make a difference, too. They look a sharper team right now, for sure. Altick at quarterback has 3 wide receivers. The back in there with him gets the snap, wants to throw back to the near side, and he's got blockers in front of him. The running back gets a first down up to the 50-yard line.
Good blocking, but some missed tackles there as well for the Bears. That ends up being about a 15-yard pitch and catch there. There is a flag back at the line of scrimmage, so possibly a hold. Helps that play out.
It's coming back.
And Pleasant Hope is walking backwards. Flag is 39, and that is a hold on the Pirates. So take that one away, and Bear fans rejoice a little bit. Student body is in there, patriotic here tonight. Got a lot of students up there making some noise down on the lower tier here at Polinski Field. Good to see you. Trying to get their team hyped up.
Take the ball back to the 26-yard line with that 10-yard penalty. It'll be second down and 20 for Pleasant Hope.
Third penalty on the Pirates. 3 penalties for 35 yards. That one's a tough one. Makes it second and 20.
Wide receivers this time, and also a man in the slot. So effectively 4 wideouts for Altick this time. On second and long, and he gets the snap, wants to throw, and he was rushed and got it away. It is up the grab and incomplete.
Bears were blitzing, and really had it was a good blitz. Altick did a good job to get it away and put it on the money, but John Ball was there to break that pass up and dodge a bullet for the Bears. But I'm impressed with Altick back there, the senior, big body, and he had a lot of maroon jerseys coming after him.
Good job by Paul that time too on defense because he's right on the receiver. Third down and 20 from the 26-yard line. Altick again, same formation with 4 wide receivers, gets the snap, wants to throw, and ball is up for grabs, incomplete. Almost intercepted again.
John Ball just about made an incredible interception there. Got airborne, knocked it away, and a series by Ball, and it'll be fourth down for the Pirates, and they'll have to punt it away, and maybe you can start feeling a little momentum come back the Bears' way. At least defensively, they looked stronger, and that was 3 straight missed passes by Altick.
Still more than half of the first quarter left, with Pleasant Hope leading 14-0 on. They just bounced the Bears early. Bears just weren't ready for it. Single back drops back inside the 40-yard line for the Bears. And the punter is punting it away. High kick. It takes a little bit of a bounce in the way of Pleasant Hope, but still good position for the Bears. They stop the ball right on the 48-yard line. No return, but a short punt of about 30 yards.
Good field position for the Bears. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll have our fall sports focus for you, and we'll name a fall sports athlete of the week, and we've got all kinds of other games that we'll update you on as well, including Ava and Rogersville. Kabul's playing Lutheran South, Houston and Springfield Catholic. Liberty's at West Platte tonight. Mountain Grove's at Highland, Arkansas. West Plains hosting Parkview, Salem and Potosi, and Thayer is hosting Lighthouse. Some interesting matchups in the last non-conference week of the year.
First and 10 for the Bears from the 47-yard line. They're in their own territory, trailing 14-0. Bears have just not had much offensively or defensively so far tonight, but we're only halfway through the first quarter, so we'll see if things can change. The officials are taking their time.
They really are. I don't know if this is, are they doing the water break here as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, I mean, this is the time for the water break.
No,
6:30.
Six,
do they have to wait till 6?
6 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Whatever.
6 minutes. Gotta be.
We're playing now.
Lee under center, split backs behind him in the backfield, hands off to the trailing back, and he gets over the 50-yard line down to about the 47.
That's Woolsey. So Woolsey will pick up, we'll give him 5 yards. That gives him 24 yards for the night. And a second down and 5 for the Bears. New quarterback in for Willow, and it's number 16, Jace Rogers, the senior, in at quarterback. Jace played a lot of quarterback, but has not played football for a couple years.
Now we're going to do the water
and
break.
Now we're going to do a water break. All right, 30 seconds later, right at the 5:58 mark, we'll take another time away. Halfway through the first quarter, Pleasant Hope leads Willow 14-0 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Second down and 5 for the Bears. Rogers at quarterback keeps
there he goes.
The ball, and on he goes from the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
He got out of bounds. Actually, they're going to say they pushed him out right at the 5-yard line.
He just took the ball and ran it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to football, Jace Rogers.
There was no fake or anything
43-yard run by Jace Rogers.
He just tucked and ran, and, big pickup on the play of 40 yards, 42 yards anyway. Down to the 5, first and goal for the Bears at the 5-yard line.
Bears got to cash in here.
Yeah.
Big run by Rogers. Now they're at the 5.
Rogers under center, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, Woolsey. Woolsey is down to the 1-yard line. Picked up about 4 on that play.
Good first down run there by Woolsey. Gets you right on the goal line now, and the Bears will have some options on what they want to do. 3 plays to get 1 yard.
5:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Bears trying to get on the scoreboard and cut the lead in half. 14-0 right now, Pleasant Hope.
I feel like a score might loosen the Bears up a little bit.
Rogers in there at quarterback for the Bears, splits the backs behind him on second and goal. Gets the snap, fumbled the football.
But fell forward, and he may be in.
Fell forward, we'll see if he got in or not. No signal from the officials. Don't think he got in.
I feel like he did. We had a really good view from this point, and I think they marked it back, but I think when he recovered the fumble, he was in the end zone, but they're going to spot him at the 1, so no gain for Rogers on the fumble.
Third and goal now for the Bears, inside the 1-yard line.
Pleasant Hope putting everybody in up front.
2-back split behind Rogers. He snaps the football, hands off to the running back who's hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose yardage.
He was down. He fumbled. But already down, Woolsey loses 2, so the Bears go backward, -2. And it'll be 4th and goal now from the 3.
Well, not what you wanted to see there.
Now the Bears stalling out here on the goal line. Pleasant Hope has been ready for any kind of inside attack. The Bears are going to have to get creative to get those 3 yards.
They're going to have to run wide here.
Interesting formation.
4th down, the Bears stack it up on the right side. Not sure what that is. The whistles blow.
I think the Bears are going to have to call a timeout. Their second timeout is not the formation they wanted. So Coach Swallum will burn a timeout. He is not happy, and we'll take a quick time away. 3:43 to go first quarter. Bears knocking at the door, but Pleasant Hope leading 14-0. Back in 30 seconds this time. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
3:43 left to go in the first quarter. Bears facing a do or die situation. They're 4th down and 2.5 for the to get into the end zone. So they had to call their second timeout of the half already.
Had too many men on the field on that last play. That
it didn't look right.
Forced the timeout. So Bears down to just one timeout left this half. Still 3:43 to go in the first quarter, and Here we go on the fourth down.
Big fourth down play here. Only one back in the backfield. Rodgers under center. Gets the snap. Hands it off. And
now
nothing
the,
there.
Lost the yard, and the Bears will turn it over. For the second time this game, the Bears turn it over on down. After getting it first and goal from the five, they had it second and goal from the one. And give it back to Pleasant Hope. So the Pirates have to be feeling really good with their goal line stand. They'll take the ball back over, leading 14-0. Frustrating.
I'm going to put the ball right on the 5-yard line. First and 10 for Pleasant Hope there. Bears go back on defense. Altick goes back in shotgun formation for the Pleasant Hope Pirates. Three wide receivers. There's four wide receivers. He comes to the near side. Ball is up in the air. And
drops incomplete.
Drops down incomplete. Somebody batted the ball up.
Deflected by a Bear. And then
so
the Bear that knocked it down was trying to get the number on him. That was Elijah Roberts with the block.
Second down and 10 for Pleasant Hope at their own 5-yard line.
Incomplete pass for Altick. Stops the clock. 3:33 to go, first quarter. Pleasant Hope in deep, but leading by a couple of touchdowns.
Altick standing at his goal line out of the shotgun.
And flags fly. Might be a procedure penalty.
Oh, man.
On the Pirates.
This game is going to be long, isn't it?
Yeah, unlike last week where it was, we were flying through that thing. It is a false start on the Pirates, so that will back them up half the distance to the goal and put it on the 2.5-yard line. So Pirates penalized 5 yards.
Your ideal situation here would be if your Bear defense to get that ball loose.
Oh, yeah.
And recover a fumble down there or an interception.
Or even a safety. I mean,
yeah,
take your, something to get on the board here.
Yeah. Altick now standing in his end zone, splits the back behind him, and he hands it off to a running back who's hit at the line of scrimmage.
Barely got back to the line of scrimmage, had to do some work to get there.
Didn't gain any
Simon
ground
with the carry.
Down and still 12 yards to go for a Pleasant Hope first down at their own 3-yard line. I would look for Altick to throw.
Oh, yeah.
Senior's got a big arm, and he likes to use it.
Bear defense with a good stop there. Last possession, really need to step up here, and can't let the Pirates out of this hole.
Three wide receivers this time, and a slot on the far side of the field. There's the snap. He wants to throw back to the near side. It's incomplete.
Overthrew his intended receiver, trying to go to Caleb Altick.
Fourth
I
down.
Assume his little brother.
Yeah. Dad came up, didn't like the PA calling his son something. First
I'm not sure. Robert James is our public address announcer tonight, and I'm sure he's doing a great job. But
yeah.
Apparently, Dad was not happy with the pronunciation. I hope we're saying it right.
Yeah, we're assuming.
Altick?
Yeah.
If we're not, somebody's welcome to come tell us.
It was a first name, not a
mom. Okay.
So, Les Nope kicking out of the end zone. Bears get a deep back around the 35. That's in Pleasant Hope territory, so the Bears should have good field position here.
And whistles blow before the snap.
It's going to be one of those nights. Whistles all over the field.
It is a delay of game on the Pirates.
Well, it doesn't cost them anything.
That'll cost them a yard and a half. Put down 5, but it's half the distance to the goal, and Bears with a good opportunity to get great field position here or get up there and block the punt.
That would be nice.
You really don't have to worry about too much of a return. You're going to get good field position no matter
what. Altick is back near the back of the end zone, gets it out of there, straight up in the air.
Get away from it. Bears do get away from it, thankfully. There were a lot of people in the area.
Going to roll dead about the 27-yard line, so the Bears will have good field position to try again. Wow, that first and goal. That was miserable last time.
Yeah, hard to recover from that, but the Bears have an opportunity here with great field position, and really the Pirates got a good bounce on that. That kick, that punt went straight up into the air. I didn't think it was going to go 10 yards, but got a good bounce, and the Bears will have it at 27. We'll see if looks like Lee is back in at quarterback for this possession.
2:33 left to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Pleasant Hope.
Bears doing a tandem quarterback with a freshman back in.
Lee has two wideouts. Man comes into the slot on the left side. They're going to run the left side. The running back has running room.
Good blocking.
He puts a 10, 5, touchdown. Bears are on the board. We'll see.
To the house from 27 yards out. Touchdown, Bears.
So at 2:24 left to go in the first quarter, Bears are on the board, finally. That play set up well. They overloaded the left side of the line for blocking, and it paid off. Woolsey followed the blocks and then got in the open, and nobody could stop him. So Bears on the board. Kind of breathe a sigh of relief if you're a Bear fan, right?
Lift everybody's spirits a little bit, and they will try to kick it. Stevenson will try the extra point.
Ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 2:24 left to go in the first quarter, score here now is Pleasant Hope 14, Willow Springs 7. We'll be back with the Willow Springs kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Still in the first quarter, 2:24 left in it. But the Bears are kicking off once again to Pleasant Hope. Hopefully it won't be like the last kickoff, which was to open the game and resulted in 8 points for Pleasant Hope. There's the kick. Going to the left side again, and the ball is picked up at the 10-yard line. 20, 25, 30. Come on.
Ooh, Bear. Same kind of return. They like that left sideline.
All the way up to the 45-yard line. Wow.
Well, didn't go for a touchdown, but it puts the Pirates in good field position to start this possession.
Our kickoff team is not impressing me too much tonight.
I work on their coverage a little bit.
Stevens did a good job kicking and looked like the return man was going to try to let it go out of bounds, but he picked it up at the last moment and returned it all the way to the 43-yard line. So good field position for Pleasant Hope as they start their third official position from the line of scrimmage. Altic at quarterback, four wide receivers. He wants to throw, and he runs out of time, but he throws. He's got a man wide open, nobody close.
Down to the five.
All the way to the 5-yard line. Where was the defense there?
50-yard pass, Altic to Altic. And the Pirates are
first
knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Wow. We knew Pleasant Hope likes to throw the football, and boy, do they. Altic hasn't been super consistent. That's only his second completion, but the first was for 25 yards and a touchdown. That was for 50.
All the way down to the 7-yard line, first and goal for Pleasant Hope there. The Bears got to put some pressure on Altic. Going for two here, or going for the touchdown. From the 7-yard line, there's the handoff. Nope, keeps it. Quarterback keeps it. Headed for the end zone. He's in. Touchdown.
Altic runs it in for the touchdown from 7 yards out.
1:40 left to go in the quarter. It's 20-7.
Altic quickly with the answer.
Now we'll see about the 2-point conversion. That's what they have showed the last two touchdowns that they have scored. Big quarterback, senior big quarterback, has a big arm. Bears just got to do a better job putting some pressure on him. Only blitzed one time that I recall in the game. For the 2-point conversion,
high snap.
Way over the quarterback's head. Now he
just
lifts it up and throws it, and the man is.
Oh, he dropped it.
He was wide open with nobody
goodness.
On him.
Bears catch a break.
1:40 left to go in the first quarter. It's 20-7 Pleasant Hope. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Hey, welcome back. Kickoff by Pleasant Hope, taken by the Bears at the 22, up to the 30, 35, 40. still at his feet, down now at the 50-yard line. Good return.
Great return by Woolsey. Gets it into Pleasant Oak territory. So the Bears will have good field position, and talking on the break, you get the feeling that the Bears are going to have to score a lot of points if they want to win this game.
Well, they're going to have to slow the game down, too.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, the Pirates have put up 20. We're still in the first quarter. We were at halftime last week at 7:45, and we're not even out of the first quarter tonight at Polinski.
Ball is in Pleasant Hope territory, first and 10 at the 49 for the Bears. Offense, snap of the football.
Lee
keeps handoff.
Or rather, Rogers.
And Rogers keeping the ball gets 5 yards down to about the 44-yard line.
Giving 5 yards. Bring up a second and 5 for the Bears. They need to keep pace here in the first quarter.
And now down to 1:07 left to go in the quarter. 20-7 is our score. Rogers under center, split backs behind him, 3 wide receivers, 2 on the far side. There's the snap, and a handoff, an inside handoff, and it didn't go anywhere.
Flags fly afterwards. Shortridge with the carry, no gain on the play. But there's going to be a foul on the Pirates.
Are you sure about that?
I think. Or offsetting.
Might be offsetting. Yeah, that'd be the best. That'd be a good outcome, too, allow the Bears to replay the down.
Picking up the flags. Talking it over. Nobody's really moving.
Man,
now they're going to move the ball. I think it was on Pleasant Hope. I'm not sure what the call was. It wasn't a personal foul call.
Must have been. Or
something in that realm. Yeah, 15-yard penalty on the Pirates.
Going to take the ball all the way down to inside the 30-yard line and be a first and 10 for the Bears. The man, the white hat has still not said anything. He's still talking to the other, one of his compatriots there. Did he ever?
He signaled, but it wasn't. Coach James calls it a personal foul, but that was not the, I know the personal foul signal.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't that.
Regardless, it was a 15-yard penalty. Here comes another explanation. It's
unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike, yes, that's
what it is.
Same kind of thing. Not as much.
I think there's more
contact.
There's more to that though, because the player then is he can't have more than a couple of those.
Right. Well, and people are jumping all over the place on first and 10.
Oh, boy.
Bears may have jumped.
More flags. One of those nights.
And it is a false start on the Bears. That'll be a 5-yard penalty on Willow, and make it first and 15. 48 seconds left to go, first quarter, and this is one of those quarters that if this was a road game, you'd say, well, the Bears didn't get off the bus. But maybe they didn't come out of the locker room. But
maybe they should have rode the bus.
Still plenty of time, but just having a hard time getting focused on the game and need a break here and restart.
First and 15 for the Bears now, back at the 34. Maybe we'll run a play this time out of the shotgun.
Fake handoff. There goes Rogers.
Now Rogers cutting inside the 20. Down to about the 16-yard line.
Picked up a first down.
He did fake the handoff that time. It wasn't just a straight run. He did do a little faking there, but went around the right side that time, picked up good yardage.
Kind of like Rogers in the open field. He makes some good cuts. We know he's a great athlete for basketball. We'll give him 18 yards on the carry and a first down for the Bears inside the red zone. And this could be the last play of the quarter.
17-yard line of Pleasant Hope, first and 10. There's a snap. Hand off to the running back, and that didn't go anywhere. Lost yardage on that one, about 3.
Oh, here comes another flag. Great tackle by the Pirates. There may have been some pushing and shoving afterwards. Hutcherson made a heck of a tackle. Loss of 2 on the play.
I think this is going to be against Pleasant Hope.
But Pleasant Hope's got some emotions that they're going to have to keep in check. That's a personal foul on the Pirates. That's another 15-yard penalty.
Well, that's half the distance.
Man.
And wow.
That's so frustrating as a coach. You know, here you've got a 20-7 lead, first game back in varsity, all kinds of good feelings, and you're picking up 2 personal fouls on this drive.
Unless that's an automatic first down, it will not be.
It is an automatic first down.
Sure.
That's what they've got it at. First and 10.
I don't see the yardsticks moved yet. I think it's second down.
Well, okay. They're going to talk about it. PA said first down, but the yard marker says second down on the 10-yard line.
Yep, I think it's second down and 2.
Okay.
Forgive me for being in the business
you are
a long
correct.
Time. But,
correct. I wasn't arguing. I was just pointing out the different opinions.
I was kind of arguing with James.
Lee is in.
There's the handoff.
Takes the throw.
And to the end zone. Lee, touchdown, Bears. All right.
10 yards out. Caden Lee, the freshman, with a 10-yard touchdown run. And the Bears back to within a score with 7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Fifth touchdown of the quarter in this game.
7.5 seconds left in the quarter, and it's 20-13.
We're on pace to be here so about 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we are, especially with all the penalties. That's what really
yeah,
delays
that's
you.
Yeah, slowing it down. And
there's flags everywhere. Bears are going to try to kick it again.
Stevenson.
Okay. Bears got a man late getting onto the field. Are we ready?
Got some time on the play clock, so we're all right.
Okay. Snap is there. Kick is up.
Good.
It's good. So it was 7.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And the score is 20-14, but the Bears are back within 6. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Bears to kick off with 7.5 seconds left to go in the quarter. For the third time this quarter, the Bears are kicking off. There it is.
Onside kick.
Kind of a squibber. And we'll see. I think Pleasant Hope got it at the 40. Might as well.
Hey, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Pleasant Hope has been the return specialist of the year back there.
I'm not criticizing that goal at all.
No, not a bit.
Pleasant Hope will put it in play at the 42-yard line, but the only time the Bears have stopped Pleasant Hope, they were pinned back to their goal line. So the Bears got them.
They did stop them one other time as well.
That's true.
The passing game it's been very hit or miss. But, man, when they hit, they score.
They hit big, yeah. All took a quarterback. And gets the snap. Wants to throw. Throws inside. Dropped by the inside receiver there at about the 50-yard line.
Bears had some pressure, and you mentioned it. I think that's key.
Well, they're going to have to dial it up. Yeah, they're going to have to make this kid feel it a little bit. I think they've only blitzed one time, and that worked.
What's a couple of guys there, and it definitely helped. Hutchison, the intended receiver, 1.6. This should be the last play of the first quarter.
I'll take a quarterback, 4 wide receivers. It's the snap of the football, all time in the world. Close it out to the near side, and the running back is hit and dropped after a short gain up to about the 44-yard line. That is the end of the first quarter of play with the score. Pleasant Hope 20, Willow Springs 14. We'll be back for second quarter action in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Willow Springs with the Bears trailing 20-14. Pleasant Hope has the ball. Second down and 8. Or third down and 8 at the 44-yard line. There's a snap of the football. Hand off to the running back who slipped the tackle,
but
the Bears had good pursuit. And brought him down at about the line of scrimmage.
Good move by the running back, Ackles, as he shed the tackler that would have had him for a loss, but the Bears did a nice job covering and no gain on the play. So no gain for Ackles. Messick with the tackle for the Bears.
Fourth down and 8. Bears have stopped them, apparently, as they drop back in punt formation. Bears drop one receiver back at the 25-yard line. There's a snap. And bouncing punt taken on the bounce by the Bears defender, or by the Bears receiver, and he gets right at the 25-yard line when he's tackled. No gain on the return, so it'll be first and 10 Bears from 25.
John Ball with the return. For the Bears, we'll take over at their own 25 yard line as we start the second quarter. Stick around for halftime. Fall sports focus coming up. We'll talk about tennis. We'll talk about cross country. We'll talk about volleyball. And we will name a fall sports athlete of the week. So stick around for that. Plus, we'll take a look at scores from around the area tonight.
First and 10 from the 27. That's where they mark the ball. Bears put a man in motion to the near side of the field. Motion man gets the ball, got some blocking in front, and runs out of bounds after a short gain.
That was John Ball on the end around. Just couldn't quite get that corner turn. Still picks up 4 yards.
Yeah.
There's a flag down. And that might be a hold, so that might come back. Flag is on the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
And it's a hold on the Bears. That's a 10-yard penalty. They'll
take it back to the 20. And it'll be first and 17 for the Bears from the 20. Well, the flags are just flying.
It's only the third penalty for the Bears. They've been penalized 3 times for 25 yards. Cousin Hope, on the other hand, has 7 penalties for 75 yards.
Well, first and long for the Bears, back at their own 20. Snap of the football. Lee looks to throw, got a man open, and
Blocker.
He's up the near sidelines. He's got a first down and more up to the 40-yard line. Good job. A pitch and catch that time by the freshman and the senior.
Got a 20-yard reception from Lee to Rogers. They both played quarterback. They both played receiver. And
yeah, they're going
to
mark him back soon.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Anytime those two can hook up, that's a good connection. Be a yard short of a first down. So second down and one.
Got a 17-yard gain on the play. Second down, a yard to go for the Bears at the 36-yard line. Man in motion to the near side, sets up in the slot. There's the snap. They go that way, and the running back gets away from a tackle and gets a first down over the 40 to the 41-yard line. Good job of slipping the tackle there.
Woolsey, about a 5-yard run, picks up the first down, and when you need a hard few yards, Woolsey's the guy to get it for you. He had a guy back there with him in the backfield, but no panic.
He did the right
thing.
Yeah,
very good at breaking tackles and got the first down, moves the chain. Like to see a kind of a lengthy drive here for the Bears.
Yeah.
End it with a touchdown. Run a little clock and get the lead.
First and 10 for the Bears at their own 41. Wide outs, two on each side of Lee on first and 10. Snap of the football.
Keeps it
himself and gets about 3 on the play up to the 44-yard line.
Pretty well defended by the Pirates. Lee got what he could. And it'll be second down and 7.
Not a lot of passing in this move down the field for the Bears. This possession, they've thrown one time for a completion. Took a lot of time off the play clock on that play on second down and 7. Same formation with 4 wide receivers. Lee at quarterback gets the snap, and it's over his head. He has to pick it up and do what he can with it. He looking to throw, goes deep, and it is incomplete.
Ooh, that's almost a late hit. Out of bounds. Ball got pushed down by Altic out of bounds, but no flag. And Lee did a great job just to avoid a huge fumble there. He got back to get the ball, ran to the right, and was able to unload, and it'll be third down for the Bears.
High snap there. That's we saw that a lot from Lincoln in the first half last week, and that's really the first one I've seen tonight as far as the Bears are concerned. Third down and 7, Bears at their own 44-yard line. Again, the 4 wideouts, 2 on each side of Lee, and everybody standing up now, and what's the deal?
An official timeout. He's raising the roof. But now we're ready to go.
Okay, now it's ready. Man in motion. Motion man sets up in a flanker position. Pressure on the quarterback, and he throws it in.
It was tipped. Rogers was juggling it, but couldn't haul it in as he was falling out of bounds. I'm not sure he would have been in bounds even if he would have caught that. Wasn't Hope coming on a blitz, and they were in Caden Lee's face from the very beginning. on that snap, and now the Bears likely will punt it away here, I would think.
Yeah, fourth down and 7 at their own 44.
Not seeing the punting unit come out, but
Scarborough was punting last week, and I don't see him out there yet. They might try something. I don't know what they're going to try here. The play clock is still at 21 seconds. So they've got time.
They're looking over at the sideline, and now they'll shift it out with 14 seconds. So going to try a quick punt here.
They'll have
Braden Scarborough back to punt with 5.
Yeah, got to hurry up and get it away. Good snap. Then he gets it away, but it's a terrible punt. Goes up in the air about 10 yards. And
fumble
on the play. And the Bears say they have it. The sideline Bears say
no signal. They're going to say Pleasant Hope kept it. They knocked it out of bounds. Bears recovered, but the ball was out of bounds. I think that's the right call. There is a flag also at the area of the return. So we'll see what comes of all this. But I do think the call, I mean, I know you can hear our crowd and the sidelines certainly thought the Bears had recovered the fumble, but I think they did recover it, but it was already out of bounds. And once it crosses that out of bounds line, it doesn't matter. It's still Pleasant Hope's ball.
See what the penalty's about here. This is interesting.
Yeah, the penalty, I mean, if it's on Pleasant Hope, that could give the Bears another down. Depends on when it happened. Block in the back on Pleasant Hope.
Ball will return after the possession, so the ball will stay with Pleasant Hope. 9:03 left to go in the half. Pleasant Hope leading 20-14. They're going to mark the ball.
Well, our athletic director says it appears to be barefoot.
Really?
It's a block. Yeah, that's he's incorrect. He really got our fans excited.
Yeah,
there,
I think I don't think
it's Pleasant Hope football.
I don't think the AD is right on that.
No, unfortunately, I'm with him. I would love to say that, but it's Pleasant Hope ball, 1st and 10.
They're going to be at their own 47-yard line.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
Going to mark it on the left hash, and still some confusion. They've not started the play clock yet, as still trying to sort this out. But the White Hat's ready to go. And now, hold on, hold everything. We've got an official coming in to talk this over a little more. This crew, they're a little unclear on what they want to do.
Looked like the Bears were going to be on offense here.
They sent their offensive unit out, and now Coach Smallum is halfway out on the field going, what are you talking about?
I think somebody called it their ball, and somebody else overruled, maybe.
And they're telling the coaching staff to get back. And I think the defense is going to, I think every coach for the Bears has, they were about halfway out on the field, and now Coach Wallen's going to get an explanation from the man in the white hat.
From the head man. Yeah, the man in the white hat says it is.
I think there must have been some indication from one of these officials that it was Bear ball, because the Bears certainly thought they had the ball. They had the offense out there, and now they've shifted to the defense, and it's 1st and 10. Pleasant Hope. After all that.
Yeah, at their own 47. Back to where we were. Altic back in the shotgun. Man in motion. Motion man gets the ball, and he's got the running room. Gets up midfield. So a gain of about 3, maybe 4 on the play.
Gain of 3 for
number 9.
Ackles. But there is a flag at midfield. Of
really?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll see what the flag is. That's in the
holding area,
and it is holding on the Pirates. So that's a 10-yard penalty. So scratch that run out, and the Pirates have their 8th penalty, and we've still got about 9 minutes left to go in the first half. This game is crawling.
Yeah, with all the penalties, that's really confusion on that last possession, too. That took a lot of time. 10-yard penalty marched off against Pleasant Hope from the point of the foul, which was the 48, I think. So it'll be 1st and 19.
That'll bring
First and 20, okay, from the 37-yard line. Bears on defense, Pleasant Hope back in the offense and out of the shotgun. The quarterback, Altick, the man in motion. Motion man does not get the ball, but Altick does. He throws it out there.
Oh, pass interference. Yeah, it was. John Baugh just pushed him. And there was no need to. We had it triple covered. He was not going to make that catch. But a pass interference call on John Baugh will give the Pirates a first down.
Well, is it from the line of scrimmage or is it from the point of the foul? I think it's from the line of scrimmage. So the Bears need to be moving back up toward midfield. Our lack of football intelligence here is beginning to show.
Yeah, that's a costly one. You've got him pinned back.
Yeah.
There was just no need for it. He did a good job defending it. You don't need to make contact.
Takes the ball into Willow Springs territory at the 48-yard line. They've still got about 5 yards to go for a first down, but it is first and five now for Pleasant Hope. Altick at quarterback, gets the snap, and just keeps. He's at the 45, hit, and nobody's going to get him down. He's inside the 40, down to the 35.
He's a big old back,
and he's hard to get down. So about an 18-yard gain on the play. First and 10 for Pleasant Hope.
Shortridge had a good angle on him, but couldn't bring him down, and once Shortridge missed, there was about five or six Bears to finally drag him down at the 35. Another first down for Pleasant Hope, and they're moving the chains, looking to get back by a couple of touchdowns, leading 20-14 with 8:30 left to go in the first half.
Altick at quarterback. He has been the star of the show tonight. Four wide receivers, gets the snap, stands there, and lets it fly, and it's complete. Running back down at the 20 and down to the 18, 17-yard line.
Flags go down,
believe it or not.
Oh, there's two. One is going to be roughing the passer on the Bears. And then there's another flag at the end of that completion. About a 15-yard completion for a first down. But you're going to have a roughing the passer, and you're going to have something at the end of that play. So the penalties might offset.
No, they're talking to Pleasant Hope. I don't see them talking to Willow. I think they're both going to be on the Bears. They just have to decide which one they want, and I would say it's the one at the end of the play, which will take the ball half the goal, probably.
Penalties have really been a problem for Pleasant Hope, but that seems to have shifted to the Bears.
Unfortunately,
this drive.
Yeah.
Costly penalties. These are not little 5-yard motion penalties.
Here's
they're
the guy in the white hat going to tell us.
Roughing the passer on Willow. And
what else?
Personal foul on Willow.
Yeah, two Ooh. Fouls.
That'll move the ball
half the distance.
Yeah.
That's just so unfortunate.
We'll call it a 15-yard penalty, but it'll put Pleasant Hope inside the 10-yard line down to the 5. So first and goal from the 5.
That's more than half the distance.
Well, you had two 15-yard penalties, so I don't know how the math goes on that, but that seems about right.
Okay. First and goal for Pleasant Hope from the 5-yard line. Altick back there at quarterback. And now
whistles blow again.
Let's get it underway here. 8:07 left to go in the half. Here we go. Snap of the football, he wants to throw.
Intercepted
by the Bears in the end zone, and they run it out. 20, 25, and up to the 26-yard line. End zone interception by a Bear defender. That couldn't have come at a better time.
John Baugh redeemed himself a little bit with a big interception there in the end zone, and the Bears went from a lock to be down by two touchdowns, so we've got the ball back and a chance to go down and take the lead. So first turnover on the Pirates tonight leads to a big shift in momentum, and the Bears have it first and 10 on their own 26.
Yeah, there's a big interception there by Ball. He's a playmaker in there, and he's very aggressive and does bad things and good things. And this was a really good thing, really good thing for Johnny Ball. First and 10 for the Bears from the 25-yard line. And the running back gets over the 25 up to about the 29-yard line, pickup of about 4 yards on the play.
Woolsey waiting for a block that just never really came, but still able to get 4 yards out of it. Our equipment's making some weird noises. We'll keep working on that.
Technical.
Hopefully not on the audience end.
Technical problems. Second down and 6 for the Bears from in just inside the 30-yard line. Low snap, running back gets the ball. And spin move gets him over the 35 to the 38-yard line. Woolsey just kept hammering away and finally got a first down out of it.
Right in front of the Bears sideline, and his teammates were loving it. They were cheering him on, and Woolsey will get 8 and a first down, moves the chains. Rodgers in at quarterback on this drive for the Bears.
Kind of been alternating between Lee and Rodgers. First and 10 for the Bears at the 38-yard line, thanks to just a good run by Woolsey. He was in the first place, Pleasant Home actually overran the play a little bit. Bears hurry to the line of scrimmage on first and 10. Quick snap. And the running back goes to the far side. Got blockers. Comes back to the inside. He's at the 50. Lowers his head and gets to the 48-yard line and a first down Bears.
15-yard pickup for Jace Rodgers. He comes up pumped. He lowered that shoulder. He got a few extra yards, and you love to see that out of Rodgers. We would have loved to have had him out for the last couple of years, but it's good to have him now.
First and 10 for the Bears now in Pleasant Hope territory at the 49-yard line.
Good to have some of our basketball players playing football.
It is.
And now whistles blow. Is that going to be the water break? I say Pleasant Hope. Timeout.
Okay. 6:22 left to go. I don't know. Want to keep it here?
Sure. We'll keep it here. Let me
talk about what's coming up at halftime or something.
Yeah, we can look at scores.
Our sponsors are thoroughly pleased.
Man, they are getting all kinds of coverage tonight. And I know I had at least one text that wanted us to tell how many penalties we've had in this first game. So our statistician, Katie Spence, will figure that up for us real quick.
Okay.
She's going to let me know how many total penalties tonight for both of these teams. 13 penalties, and there's at least one that was declined, so we're probably up around the 14-15 penalty mark.
It has been terrible, yeah.
Number 3, Fair Grove, leading Central 7-0. Number 7, Ava, leading Rogersville 14-0 at the half. That's a good Ava Bear team. And that's all the local interest scores I've got for you right now, but we'll give you some more at halftime.
Water break will be coming up next play, probably. Bears first and 10 from the 49 of Pleasant Hope. Rodgers at quarterback, hands off to the running back. He is full forward for the 45-yard line. About, he got about 4 on the play.
4-yard pickup.
Second down, 6 for the Bears. We're going to get a water break here coming up. So, Matt, hang on down in the studios. We're going to be coming back.
There it is, right at the six-minute mark. 6 minutes, halfway through the second quarter. Pleasant Hope leads Willow 20-14. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Rodgers keeps on second down, and he's got a first all the way inside the 35 to the 32-yard line. Big pickup on the play for the Bears.
About a 13-yard pickup for Rodgers, moves the chains, and this Bear offense is clicking with Rodgers in at quarterback.
All the way down to the 31, so that's about a 14-yard pickup on the play. Clock moving with 5:40 left to go here in the first half. Bears break the huddle at the Pleasant Hope 31-yard line. Rodgers out of the shotgun, puts the man in motion to the right. Motion man gets the ball.
John Ball.
Ball is looking for more run. Coming to the near side of the field. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Johnny Ball into the end zone.
But flag on the play.
There's a flag at the 30-yard line. So we will hold off on that. If it stands, it's a 31-yard touchdown run for John Ball, but that is definitely in the direction of holding. So I would expect that to come back, and the Bears are trotting back that direction, and yet another penalty. Bears are going to catch Pleasant Hope if they keep up this rate in the second quarter.
Yes, they are.
I know at least one of these officials is training tonight, so I don't know what kind of training regimen this is, but they could keep a few of those in their pocket.
They're taking it back 15 yards.
That's
the way
not
to 45.
Apparently, it wasn't just a hold.
Man in the white hat gave
the signal.
Did
he give the signal?
I missed it.
Here it comes. Personal foul on the Bears. It's a 15-yarder. So, instead of a touchdown, the Bears now have it first and 25.
Oh, we're playing right into the
rally killer.
Yeah, it is. First and 25 for the Bears at the 45-yard line. Man in motion to the right. They try a little crossing play.
Woolsey.
Running back Woolsey got to the outside and
there's a flag.
Hammered at the 35-yard line. Another flag down.
10-yard pickup if it stands, but again, could be a hold against the Bears. It is. It was right at the end of the play. The block in the back. So 10-yard penalty, and we'll basically just repeat that down that happened at the end of the play. They may lose a yard net on that. So it'll still be first and, say, 26 now. For the Bears, with 4:54 to go in the first half, Pleasant Hope leading 20-14, and the Bears looking really good on this drive has stalled out thanks to penalties.
First and 25, actually 26 now, as they're back at their own 40-yard, back at the Pleasant Hope 46-yard line. Rogers out of the shotgun wants to throw, got a man open, completes.
Ball
to 40. 30 down the far sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Johnny Ball, okay.
Hey, it's been Johnny Ball's quarter. Johnny B had an interception in the end zone and now takes a 45-yard touchdown pass, Rogers to Ball, and the Bears have tied it up late in the second quarter.
20-20 with 4:28 left to go in the half. Wow.
45-yard touchdown pass. Ball had one called back. They got it back to him, and he celebrates over on the sideline as Stevenson tries to give the Bears their first lead of the night.
The Bears are going to kick the extra point. Ball is down. Kick is up, and it is
no good.
No good.
A little short.
Under the crossbar. So, with 4:28 left to go in the first half, our score 20-20. Back for the Bear kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Bears to kick it off from the 40. Little squib kick. Hits at the 27-yard line and right down right there. Is where the receiver will be down as the Bears did a good job covering that one.
Taylor Baltic on the return. Fumbled it a little bit right at the end there. That cost him from actually getting, I don't know that he would have gotten a lot, but would have had a few yards. But the Bears covering that squib kick better than they were the deep kick. So good strategy there. 4:21. Now the Bears defense needs to flex here. Try to get it back and try to head to the locker room at halftime with a lead. If you could do that, you feel really good. This game started off horribly for the Bears. They were down 14-0, a minute and a half into the game?
Yeah, about 3 minutes into the game. Here we go for the Pleasant Hope Pirates. I'm going to need a water break myself at halftime.
I got you a water. There you go. Yeah, that's what I went to do.
Okay.
And I forgot, but there you go.
You didn't give it to me.
A fresh bottle of Dasani straight from the Willow Springs Bears concession stand.
Right,
timeout, Pleasant Hope. Timeout, Pleasant Hope. That's their final timeout of the half. We will take one as well. 4:21 to go, second quarter. We're all tied, 20-20. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
All right. Well, Pleasant Hope takes off. And they run about 100 yards, but they only pick up about
we'll call
35.
27-yard run for Caleb Baltic.
He ran across the field to the right, reversed his field, ran across the road to the left, across the field to the left, and picked up 27 yards all the way to the bare 42-yard line. So it's first and 10 at that point for the Pleasant Hope Pirates. All quarterback, three wide receivers. There's the snap. Baltic wants to throw. Now he's going to take off and run and gets hit from behind and brought down at the 41. Play by the Bears to contain him. The big guy. He's a big guy.
He is a big dude. Ducked it and ran, but the Bears able to hold him for just a 2-yard gain for the big quarterback. Clock running at 3:20. Let's go first half. John Jones with the tackle for the Bears.
Second down for Pleasant Hope here inside Bear territory. Nearing the 3-minute mark. Tied 20-20 now. Baltic back at shotgun. Keeps the back in there with him. Four wide receivers, gets the snap, and he wants to throw. This time he hit as he throws. It is incomplete.
Shortridge was coming on the rush, and Baltic felt it. That was not roughing the passer because his momentum was...
He just hit him.
Yeah, he hit him legally, and it was a good hit by Shortridge, and it disrupted the pass. And brings up third down and long now for the Pirates. Stops the clock, 2:49 to go in the half. Definitely in four down territory here for the Pirates.
Third down play here with Baltic in the shotgun. Man in motion to the right. They got three receivers on that side. And you'd think he wanted to go that day, and he did. And the Bears miss a tackle, and the receiver gets down to the 35-yard line. Not a first down, but fourth down and about three on the play.
5-yard completion from Baltic to Simon. And it'll be a fourth and long two, short three here for the Pirates.
Then you throw a run here. What do? The Pirates have had a lot of success in the air, so see what happens here.
Bears with a couple safeties back deep.
Baltic back in the shotgun. Four wide receivers again. Here comes the snap. Baltic wants to run to the sidelines. He's hit at the 38-yard line and dropped for a loss. The Bears will take over on down.
Dane Flynn, the freshman, was there first as he came at the quarterback, and a great call by Coach Jerry in the defense, and they're pumped up down there. Great stop.
Yeah, that's a big stop.
Great stop by the Bears. Gives Willow the ball back.
With a minute 56 left to go in the half, tied 20-20, Bears have an opportunity here to make something happen.
Turnover on down. The Bears have a first down.
2 minutes, 156. 156 to be exact for the Bears here to end the half. I'd like to end it with a touchdown. Rogers back in quarterback.
There's four wide receivers. Woolsey in there as a running back. Chase wants to throw. Got a man open out there on the far sidelines. It's complete. And up to the 47-yard line. Not a first down, but close.
Rogers to Lee. About an 8-yard pickup over on the far sideline. The Bears will hurry up.
He didn't get out of bounds. Might have been what they thought they would do there. Second down and short for the Bears from the 47-yard line.
Rogers going to run it.
Going to keep it. Looking for blocks. Got the first down up to the Pleasant Hope 47-yard line.
6-yard run by Rogers.
Minute 22. I think the Bears have one timeout left. Is that right?
Yes, one timeout left for the Bears. That's a first down. Clock running at 1:20 to go in the half.
From the 47, Rogers at quarterback gets the snap. Wants to throw. Got a man open on the crossing pattern. Complete. In.
Dropped by Ball.
Probably a good drop.
Well defended by the Pirates. I don't think Ball was going to get a lot out of that.
No, and so. He wasn't going to get out of bounds either, so that stopped the clock. So really, it was okay.
Second down and 10 for the Bears. From the Pirate 47, 1:11 on the clock. And now it was Rogers. Now it shifts back to Lee. And Coach Swalms really, and I had it wrong, it was Lee on the touchdown pass to Baugh. It was not Rogers in at that time. And now Lee is back in at quarterback.
Okay. So it's first or second down and 10 for the Bears from the 47. Lee at quarterback just dropped back and throw. He's got a man open. Incomplete.
Rogers, the intended receiver, a little high, and Dalton Altick was was covering him. And
yeah, he does a good job.
It's hard to get around
Altick. Yeah. So it'll be third and 10 for the Bears, with 1:03 left to go in the half as the Bears try to get in the end zone before the half. And again, we'll have that fall sports focus. We have lots of things to talk about at halftime. Volleyball, tennis, cross country, all those things.
Bear Pride Band will be performing here at halftime. The Bears go for it here, third and 10.
Third down, 10. Quick toss to the sidelines. And out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds, I think. At the 38 or 36, he's close to a first down, but didn't get it. So it'll be fourth down for the Bears at the 39, 38-yard line. We'll call it the 38.
It won't matter because there's a flag. We haven't had one of those in about four plays. So hold on the Bears at the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
So that'll take away that completion, and it'll be another 10-yard penalty on the Bears. That is their eighth penalty of the half, and Pleasant Hope has eight as well. So the Bears have caught up to the Pirates. 16 penalties, and they released two. So we're 18 flags here in the first half.
Third down and 20. No, they're going to move the ball back a little bit.
What?
Going to move it up to the 47-yard line.
Oh, the penalty is declined.
Oh, they declined it.
They declined it. They want it fourth down. Well, then it should be spotted up here.
Yeah, it should be spotted.
That doesn't go back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's what Coach Wall is saying.
It should be spotted where the receiver would run out of bounds, but now they're doing that. They're taking it down inside the 40 to the 39, so it's going to be fourth down and about,
take away the penalty, and it'll be a
fourth and two.
7-yard completion. Lead to Rogers, and now the Bears will go for it here on fourth down and two.
Yeah.
Fourth and two
from
the 39. I'm not sure.
Not sure why they declined.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher. I mean, I get it. You want the ball back.
Now here comes the official.
You could stop him, but now Coach Swalem, the official has his arm around Coach Swalem, so they're going to, are they backing the Bears up again?
Well, maybe the Pleasant Hope Pirates changed their mind. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't think you could do that. Once you decline,
you're locked in.
I don't know what's happening here, but we think that it's fourth down and two for the Bears at the 39-yard line of Pleasant Hope, but we're not sure.
Well, if the penalty is declined, then the play has to stand that just happened, and that would be fourth and two right there. But they've still got the fourth down marker back at the original line of scrimmage. Now the Bears are running in different personnel. And now they're running back out. So a lot of confusion here. They're going to back the ball up again.
Well, I don't know what's happening here, but it sure seems like there's an official in training.
They're going to go back from the original line of scrimmage and make it third down?
No, third down. Third down and...
I don't understand how that worked.
I don't either.
How did we lose yardage on that?
Well, now we gain yardage up to the 49 from that original penalty.
Right, but if the penalty is declined, then it should be at the where the play ended.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Sure doesn't make much sense.
I'm going to have to try to get some clarification. We got a couple of coaches next door, and now the official again stopping action.
He's going to take it back where it originally was, which was the...
What in the world, guys? And they're going to mark it back another 5 yards.
Well, that was where they originally put it.
But they declined the penalty.
Well, I know they did, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they just nodded their head like they were going to decline it. Crazy play here. We got enough. It's going to be third down and 19 for the Bears with 58 seconds or 50 seconds left to go in the ball game, in the first half of the ball game, tied 20-20.
I've got the explanation after this play.
All right. It better be good.
Third and 19.
Mm-hmm. There's the snap, there's the throw, the pitch, and there's the catch. And the receiver goes down to 49, so it'll be fourth down and about 15.
That's Everett Smith with the catch. So, according to the coaches next door, the officials told Pleasant Hope it was an incomplete pass. And so they declined the penalty. But then when they said, no, it was a completion, they said, well, no, we don't want to decline it. So we want the penalty. So it is a penalty on the Bears.
They have, Pleasant Hope has no timeout.
So they basically, like you said, they changed their mind.
The Bears have no, Pleasant Hope has no timeout, so they're letting the clock run down to about one before they kick it, and that's going to leave Pleasant Hope with about 10 seconds left to go in the half.
Bears, they take the final timeout. We will come back for the punt and seconds of the first half of a wild first half here at Polinski Field. We'll be back in 30 seconds, just 30 second time away. We're tied at 20. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
All right, here we are back at Polinski Field on an entertaining night for football. You might put on the coffee pot because we're going to be here for a while. 11.2 seconds left to go in the half. That's right, in the half, and 20-20 is our score. Both teams have been penalized eight times, or nine, I guess.
Nine now for Willow, yeah.
Bears will punt it away. They're at midfield, and Pleasant Hope sends one deep back to receive the punt. Scarborough hopes to get off a better punt this time. It's an end-over-end kick, and Pleasant Hope picks it up at the 20, 30, and down at the 45-yard line.
As time expires in the first half.
Mercy.
1 hour and 40 minutes first half here at Polinski Field. Two teams will go to the locker room tied at 20 apiece. We will start a brand new game in the third quarter. We will come back with your fall sports focus and a look around the area at other games that are well past halftime probably at this point. But we'll take a look at scores. Fall sports focus coming up next. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 20-20 is your halftime score. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Okay, welcome back at halftime. We're all tied up at 20-20, Pleasant Hope and Willow Springs. Been a long first half, lots of penalties and lots of passing and the whole thing. It was confusion on the officials' parts, really extended the play time. And so it's been a long half. Hopefully the second half will go a little bit smoother. But anyway, Bears are tied 20-20 at halftime. Marty has the stats.
All right, we'll start with the scoring summary, and it was a quick start for the Pleasant Hope Pirates, a team that hasn't played a varsity game since 2020. They haven't had a varsity win since 2016, and they were feeling really good at the start of this thing. Turned the opening kickoff 80 yards for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good. It was 8-0, 14 seconds into the game, and then just a couple of minutes later, Altic with a 25-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was no good, but it was 14-0 Pleasant Hope, and things looked pretty rough. But Bears started to turn things back around late in the first quarter. 2:24 to go first quarter. Woolsey, a 27-yard touchdown run, made it 14-7. But then Altic struck right back, this time with a 7-yard touchdown run, made it 20-7 Pleasant Hope. But the Bears got some momentum going late in the first quarter, and really, the second quarter was dominated by Willow. 7.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It was Caden Lee on a 10-yard touchdown run, made it 20-14. And then with 4:28 to go in the half, our lone score of the second quarter was a Caden Lee touchdown pass to John Baugh, 45-yard touchdown pass, made it 20-20, and that's where we are at halftime. The stats, Katie Spence keeping the stats for us in the first half, and the Bears led in rushing by Jace Rogers. 7 carries, 99 yards for Rogers. He's got about 100 yards on the ground in just 7 carries. And then Woolsey, right behind him, he's got 11 carries for 74 yards. So those two really doing a nice job on the ground. Shortridge, 3 carries for 5 yards. Lee, 2 carries for 13 yards. And John Baugh's got a carry for 4 yards. Lee is 2 for 10, or 2 for 9, passing for 22 yards and an interception. Rogers, 1 for 2 for 8 yards. Bears were kind of pass-happy early, but then really reeled that back in and went more to the ground as the half rolled on. For Pleasant Hope, not much of a ground game, although Altick, the Caleb Altick, the younger Altick, had 1 carry for 25 yards and then another for 27. So 2 carries for 52 yards for Caleb Altick. And then his older brother, Altick, the quarterback, he's got 4 carries for 25 yards. And then Ackles, 3 carries for 7 yards. And Simon's got 2 carries for negative 2. Altick through the air has thrown the ball 14 times, but only 5 completions. So he's 5 of 14 for 98 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. So really, statistically, the Bears should be winning this game, but some big, heavy hitters early by the Pirates.
Kickoff returns, that it doesn't figure in the stats.
No, it doesn't. And that's 80 yards
there. There's where you go.
Sure. But 20-20 at halftime, and I think after the way this game started for the Bears, you feel decent about a 20-20 game and certainly hope that Bears are going to have the ball to start the third quarter, and hopefully they can ride some momentum in the second half.
Okay. All right. 20-20 at halftime. One of these two teams is going to break a streak here in the second half, so let's see who that is. How about some other scores, anything?
Yeah, we've got lots of action. Of course, this is the last week for non-conference play,
right,
at least in the SCA. We're all conference from here on out. The number one team in the state, we've got a couple of number ones in action. East Newton is upsetting number one Lamar right now, 18-12 at the half. East Newton and leading Lamar. Number one Marionville leading Forsyth, 8-0 at the half. So Forsyth playing
hanging in there,
right with Marionville. Fair Grove leading Central 7-0 in the first quarter. They're number three in the state. And number seven, Ava, leading Rogersville 14-0 at the half. Haven't had an update on that in a while. Those are your state-ranked scores of local interest. West Plains leading 29, and then we have West Plains. So I'm not sure what that means. The sports zone is not updated. West Plains 29, and then it says West Plains. So I don't know if that... Well, we're not going to draw any conclusions from that. West Plains is playing, but we don't really know the score
playing
there. I assume they have 29. I believe they're playing Parkview tonight. Stratford leading Monette 49-14 at the half. Springfield Catholics at Houston, but no score yet on that one. Error leading Lighthouse Christian 28-7 at the half. Lutheran South is at Kabul, but don't have a score there. And we also don't have a score. Mountain Grove and Highland, Arkansas are tied. No score in the second quarter in that one. And Potosi is at Salem tonight. Liberty's playing at West Platte. That's tomorrow. They're the Saturday game.
An afternoon contest. Okay.
So there's your scores of local interest. No huge surprises there, but always kind of weird. It's the second week. It's non-conference. Still don't really know how teams stack up to this point. Next week, the Bears will be in Kabul. I believe it's homecoming for the Kabul Bulldogs. Glenn Cox, who was an assistant coach here last year, is now the head coach of the Bulldogs. So that should be a fun one next week as the Bears go to the pit to take on the Bulldogs.
Okay. All right. Now let's, I guess it's time to move on to the fall sports focus. You got a lot to talk about in that side of things, I think.
We do, and just did get a score update. Houston leading Catholic 42-0.
Well, Catholic must
that's,
have nothing.
Wow. Or Houston's a lot
Houston,
better than we
yeah,
thought. Houston got a big overtime win last week. So
Houston's a heavyweight.
Man, they're taking care of business.
Okay.
Tonight, so appreciate Coach Collins sending in score. So she's waiting to hear the Fall Sports Focus probably. So we'll get to that, and we'll talk about tennis, cross country, and volleyball. Where do you want to go first?
Tennis.
Tennis. Tennis it is. Coach Cox, September is a big, busy time for the tennis team. They've gotten off to a great start, finished up at the Joplin Interstate Tournament. That's what they were playing in last week when we were on the air. They went 1-2 in that tournament, got a 4-1 win over Mexico, lost to St. Michael's in Kansas City and College Heights Academy, and overall finished the tournament 2-4. And that's a really good mark because there's some big schools and private schools in that interstate tennis tournament. This week they had two road matches. On Tuesday, traveled to Waynesville. No good way to get to Waynesville, but that's where they were. Varsity played great, got a 9-0 win, shut out the Waynesville Tigers. You want to talk about a bigger school? Waynesville's huge. Varsity played great. The JV played really well, won 10-1. Their only loss coming in a back-and-forth tiebreaker. So just a great day for everybody that went to Waynesville. Just about everybody got a win and felt good on the way on the bus ride home. Then Thursday, yesterday, traveled to West Plains. Varsity got a 7-2 win over the Zizzers, and the JV got a 12-11 win. That was kind of a tight one. Now on a 10-match winning streak against West Plains. The Bears have not lost to West Plains in tennis since 2017, and it makes me so proud that Coach Cox keeps track of that for us so we know how many consecutive years we've beaten West Plains, because we want to keep track of stuff like that.
They're all bigger schools.
Oh, absolutely.
West Plains is one of the biggest.
10-match winning streak against West Plains. Great start for the tennis team. Next week, they will travel to Christian. That's in Springfield on Tuesday. They host Rogersville. There's a grudge match there. That's a tough team coming in on Thursday. And then the varsity travels to the Forsyth Tournament on Saturday, where we've always had a lot of success at the Forsyth Tournament. And the tennis girls have won it 3 years in a row, three-peat, trying to make it a quad-peat, I guess, if they can do it for a fourth consecutive year. So good luck on Saturday to the tennis girls next Saturday at the Forsyth Tournament.
So if you want to come to watch the girls play here, it'll be Thursday against Logan Rogers.
Thursday's the day. Yeah, that's, well, they would love a good turnout for that 4 o'clock Booster Field. I think we're going to have some really nice weather next week, so come out and enjoy some tennis. You can cheer at a tennis match. That's a common myth out there that you can't cheer, that everybody's got to be quiet. It's not golf. You can still cheer.
That's not, you got to have a little etiquette, though.
We don't want, personal fouls and mouthing and stuff like that, but you can cheer at the tennis match. Athlete of the Week nomination for Coach Cox goes to senior Lillian Weimer. She is the number one player this year. She did not lose a game this week. Not a match. She didn't lose a game this week. 8-0 over both Waynesville and West Plains. Also got wins in both of her doubles matches. So Lillian Weimer, our nomination for tennis.
Okay. Tennis, we go from tennis to volleyball.
All right, Coach Collins. Volleyball got a good start this week, traveled to West Plains and Mansfield with a home match yesterday. On Monday, they were at West Plains, first game of the season. Didn't come out on top, but did a lot of things right, fought hard against a big, good program in West Plains. Ended up winning the first set 27-25, so got off to a good start, but then dropped the next three sets, 19-25, 16-25, and 15-25. So just, you wonder if they start looking at that West Plains on their jersey and maybe got a little psyched out. But some good positives. Coach Collins says the girls looked good at times, lots of positives, but had trouble with our serve-receiving game, which got the best of us. On Thursday, they played Mansfield at the home gym and ended up sweeping them in three sets. Girls played really well against Mansfield, and Coach Collins says we played our game. Pushed and stayed clean through the entire game. Scores were 25-11, 25-13, and 25-13.
That's dominant. Yeah.
Record is 1-1 now, and they play two games next week. Both are at home. The ninth, they're playing Bakersfield. I believe that's Monday, correct? So it's Monday at home against Bakersfield, and then the 12th on Thursday, they'll be home against Summersville, And Coach Collins will have some updated stats for us next week. But her Player of the Week nomination is Mackenzie Collins, an all-state track athlete. She plays basketball, also a very good volleyball player. And Mackenzie Collins is Coach Collins' nomination for Athlete of the Week.
And I don't think they're kin.
No, they're not. So I guess
I think Mackenzie lives right down the road from us. She lives out there.
Well, they may be
part
related.
Of the
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Close related.
Right. Okay.
And then cross country. They've not had their first meet yet, but they're getting ready. Bears High School and Junior High cross country runners are preparing for their first meet tomorrow. That's in Dexter, Missouri. And then the first home meet is this coming Thursday, September 12th at the golf course. That's a big one. Go out and support our cross-country kids. Our middle school team's been growing every day. We're excited to have a lot of young runners trying out the sport, even though we haven't had our first meet yet. Coach Cooper wants to nominate our Athlete of the Week, sophomore Joel Smith. Sophomore is he's been a pillar of that cross-country program for a long time. Great leader for the younger runners. Shows you how to put in the hard work, gives them advice, often runs alongside them, encouraging them to push themselves. So just a good, encouraging runner, and Joel's had a lot of success, and I'm sure he'll continue to have that. So
he can be a mentor. He can be a mentor.
The cross-country nomination for Athlete of the Week, and also want to mention Kenzie Collins runs cross-country, too. So she just she's just into everything. So great job by Kenzie. So your Athlete of the Week?
I think Weimer probably gets it just because,
hey, she's
because,
dominant.
Yeah, because that tennis team is doing so well, and she's leading the charge. So, okay, let's go with Weimer for the first week of SCA Athlete of the Week.
Lillian Weimer, our fall sports athlete of the week for week two. Congratulations to Lillian. And also want to mention JV football got started this last week. They traveled to Ava, one of their toughest games of the year. They had right
gotta
off
be.
The bat.
Gotta be.
They scored on them. Ended up losing 50-22. But, hey, that's respectable when you got to go down to Douglas County and play the Ava Bears. Monday, they'll be home against the Donovan Dons. So come out and support the JV guys Monday night, 6 o'clock, the Bears and Donovan.
That's kind of unusual that the JV's playing teams.
The varsity doesn't play, right?
Yeah. We always play the varsity on Friday night, and then the following week you play the JV of the same team. And that's not happening anymore. That's okay.
Well, part of the problem is that Pleasant Hope doesn't have a JV team,
right,
probably.
Right. And Lincoln probably
Lincoln
didn't
may
either.
Not either, yeah. So we've had to kind of fill a little bit. But anyway, good opportunity to go watch. We've got a ton of young kids, and they can't all see action on Friday night, but you're going to enjoy watching them on Monday.
Okay. All right, Donovan on Monday for the JV. That should be fun. What else is going on?
Well, that's enough.
How are the Packers doing? Check that Packers score.
We'll check our national scores for Larry. I'm a little tired because I stayed up and watched the Chiefs last night, which is the number one focus here. But
sure, but
the Packers are leading the Eagles 19-17 at halftime.
Okay,
in Brazil, and the Mariners unfortunately leading the Cardinals 3-0 in the top of the sixth in St. Louis.
Okay, all right,
and we'll check the other scores when we come back, and we'll have the start of the third quarter for you in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Okay, both teams back out on the field and about ready to go. We're inside of a minute before kickoff, unless they put extra time on the clock, which they should not do because both teams are ready to play. Anyway, the Bears are back out there. We'll see what they learned or what they have corrected at halftime. And I'm sure the focus of halftime was, hey, they've got a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you got to stop him.
Right.
Because he is the key.
He's the player.
He is the key to their whole offense, their whole defense. He is the key. The big senior ball tech from Pleasant Hope. So that's, I'm sure there's some corrections made at halftime, and the Bears will get the ball to start this second half. So that's exciting too.
A couple of score updates for you. The West Plains score, they fixed that 29-6. West Plains leading Parkview. That is in the second quarter. And really that's about the only update for you as far as scores go. A couple of good regional battles. Number 6, Nixa, leading number 2, Webb City, 41-21 in the third quarter. So Webb City looks to be in trouble tonight. That's a big powerhouse.
Those teams over on the far western border, both Lamar and Webb City, are maybe going down tonight.
Having some trouble. They're at least on upset alert. And then you've got Branson, unranked, leading number 7, Camdenson, 35-0. In the third quarter. So, and, you know, some of these early season rankings are not always correct.
They're based on reputation a lot of times, So Camdenson has a good reputation. And Branson, not so much, so that might be part of it.
Bears were out ready to return the kick, and they put more time on the clock. The official says, hey, get off the field, guys. We're not ready to go. So,
oh, my goodness.
Willow is ready, but the officials are not.
I hope they had a little
meeting. They needed a meeting. How many flags we're going to throw in the second half. They threw over 16, at least, in the first half. So, you can place your bets at home over under on how many flags will come out flying out of the pocket in the third quarter or the game.
Seemed like the majority of them were holding calls. They also
lots
some,
of holding, lots of personal fouls.
Personal
which
fouls.
That stuff I have a little less. That's not necessarily on the refs. That's on the team. Both teams had plenty of them to clean up. So we will keep it right here for just a minute. Mizzou, we haven't mentioned them. They're playing Buffalo tomorrow night. At Columbia.
Well, if you got DirecTV streaming, you won't be able to
can't
see
get,
it.
Yeah, SEC still blocked out.
I think they were going to be on ESPN Plus. I looked that up.
Okay, well, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff for the number 9 team in the country, and you won't be able to see it.
That could you.
But, yeah, you can
tune in to Kelly, and listen to a really good sports announcer. He is up there.
KSBQ 94 will have that coverage for you. I'm sure they start early, but probably a 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff for the Tigers tomorrow. And then don't forget the Eagles and Liberty have a afternoon.
That's true.
Football
yeah.
game tomorrow as well. So right now, if you're a football fan, you've got football 24/7. You had the Chiefs last night. You've got high school football and the NFL tonight. Full Sunday slate. It's a good time to be a football fan.
It is. We're just about to get ready for more football action here in the second half, I think.
We're counting down from about
10 seconds after they added that 3 minutes. Everybody was ready but the officials, and they are ready now, I think.
And don't forget, the Bears travel next week, but they don't travel very far. So we need a lot of Bear fans to make the trip over to Texas County across the border for the homecoming for Kabul next week. And Willow would like to upset the Bulldogs. But first, they would like to get their first victory in a couple of years.
Okay, here we go.
September of 22 was the last Bear victory. 2017 was the last Pleasant Hope victory.
Varsity victory.
Yes.
Pleasant Hope to kick off from the 40-yard line. Bears drop 3 back deep. A little short kick. Going to take a bounce.
Not bad.
Go out of bounds. So that's a penalty, and the Bears will put it in play at the 35-yard line.
It's a penalty, but we're not going to write it down, and we won't count it against the official penalty tracker.
It really doesn't equate to anything.
No.
In that regard. So the Bears will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line, and we'll get underway here in the third quarter, soon as the Bears snap the football, because that took no time off the clock.
Looks like Caden Lee is going to be a quarterback to start the third quarter. He was the starter in the game, but he and Rogers have flipped back and forth. Now Shortridge coming out late. 10 seconds on the play clock.
First and 10 for the Bears. Man in motion to the right. We've got motion
illegal
all over
motion.
The place.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to be penalized.
Here's a penalty.
To start the second half.
5-yarder on the Bears, and it'll make it first and 15 from the 30-yard line. Yeah, we had multiple people in motion.
I blame that one on Shortridge because he was late getting on into the game,
And then people started moving around because he wasn't moving around. So.
Just some, yeah, confusion.
Yeah.
That's on the Bears.
Yep, totally on the Bears.
Had to call that.
First down and 15 now. Puts the ball back at the 30-yard line. 20-20. Perfect vision. Lee is quarterback in the shotgun. It's the snap of the football. Goes back to throw. Now rolls to his right, looking to go out of bounds and get hit right about the line of scrimmage. Maybe just a loss of a yard on the play.
Be a minus two? Minus one.
So it'll be second down and 16 for the Bears from the 29. Not the kind of start you would like to have to open the second half of play.
Yeah, it's been initial blocking, really, but then it just kind of collapsed on him. Shortridge comes out and Rodgers goes back at quarterback. It's a full-time job keeping track of who the quarterback is for the Bears.
Four wide outs on second down and long. Man in motion to the right. Rodgers follows the motion man, turns the corner. He gets close to a first down before he is ridden out of bounds at about the 41-yard line, it looks like. So not as close as I thought. But anyway, good gain on the play. It'll be third down and a manageable 4 yards to go.
12-yard pickup. Rodgers as he steps out of bounds right at the 41 or 40 now.
40 to step it back a yard. So it's going to be third and five from the 40-yard line.
Rodgers over 100 yards now on the ground for the Bears.
See what the Bears draw up here on third and long, third and five. Hand it off right up the middle.
Ooh,
and
close.
It's close to a first down. But
gonna mark him short.
It's going to be short about a half a yard.
Woolsey picks up about 4.5, and he needed 5.
Fourth down, less than a yard to go for a first for the Bears at the 44. They're
quickly
glad they're going to go
for it. Yeah.
Don't blame them for that. Three backs in the backfield.
Oh, good. It worked perfectly.
They
it was
make,
the delayed count
yep.
by Rodgers, and it pulled Pleasant Hope offsides.
Yeah, here they come. So it's an offside penalty against Pleasant Hope. 5 yards, take the ball up to the 49-yard line, and the first down for the Bears.
Just how you draw that up. Perfect. The Pirates fell right into it. 5-yard penalty, first down for the Bears near midfield at their own 49-yard line. 10:36 to go in the third quarter. 20-20 is your score.
So two flags so far in the third quarter, if you're counting. First and 10 for the Bears, near midfield. Man in motion to the right. After the quarterback runs off the halfback, he's got some running room.
Woolsey
gets inside the 45 down to about the 40. Flag, did you say?
Yeah, of course. Holding on the Bears, 50-yard line. So that'll come back. Another 10-yard penalty on the Bears.
We have had a ton of those.
That's the 10th penalty on the Bears.
Second one here in the third quarter. Takes the ball back to the 41-yard line of the Bears, and we'll bring up a first and 18 for the Bears at the 41-yard line. Pretty good hole for Woolsey. I guess there was a reason for it, maybe.
Maybe.
Looks like Rodgers at quarterback now, right? Wide outs, Rodgers keeps, and gets up to about 10 yards, maybe a little, about 10 yards, up to the 50-yard line, maybe at the 49 of Pleasant Hope. So, good first down carry.
We'll give him 11 on the run, and, man, Rodgers just looks smooth out there running the ball. Offensive line doing a nice job. Getting him some space to run.
Rodgers comes over to the sideline and gets the call. Now there's a little bit of confusion about who comes in, who goes out. Still got 10 seconds on the play clock as the Bears get up over the football. And there's the snap. Rodgers back, wants to throw. Got a man open down there.
Oh, lots of contact.
Ooh,
the official reached for the flag and he didn't throw it. He got some air on that jump as he went down to argue that.
There was a definitely it was a catchable ball. He couldn't call that.
Of all the flags that they've thrown tonight, they didn't want to throw one on that one.
Now they're coming over to talk to Swallum a little bit about that. So it'll be third down and still 9 yards to go. Robert first down as the third quarter is underway with 9:14 left in it, and we're still tied 20-20.
Well thrown ball by Rogers, and I think it would have been caught without the contact. 2 seconds. Got to get it off.
And the Bears snap the football quickly. Rogers rolls to the near side. Got blockers in front. Takes off and gets out of bounds near the first down marker. Might be a little bit short.
He's going to be about a couple yards short.
So
where they want to mark it.
It'd be fourth down for the Bears, but they're in Pleasant Hope territory at the 43-yard line. Got to get to the 41.
Give him a 7-yard gain. They get a fourth down and long two, short three here. Rogers, 130 yards on the ground now.
Bears come up to the line of scrimmage on fourth down. Quick snap, goes to Rogers, first down, and more, gets down to the 35-yard line. That wasn't Rogers, I don't think, carrying the
ball.
Yeah,
it was. It was just a direct snap right to Rogers, and he just took off. And right now you feel like Rogers can get you 7 or 8 yards every time he touches the ball.
First and 10, Bears, quick snap. Bears looking to go outside. And Rogers again carrying the ball, got about 3 that time down to the 33-yard line.
An interesting formation. He had his backs in front of him, but he was alone in the backfield with no real blockers in front of him, and he's got his hands on his knees down, Rogers.
Might be a little gap.
Man, he's been working hard on this drive.
Second down and 7 for the Bears. Ball at the 32 of Pleasant Hope. Wide receivers out to the near side and far side of the field, but only 2 as the Bears keep it stacked in there pretty tight. Looks like a running formation. Woolsey gets the ball. He's got a first down and more. 10-5, touchdown! Woolsey, Caden Woolsey, on the left side of the line, and he broke it open and into the end zone he went.
32-yard, touchdown run.
8:08 left to go in the third quarter, and the Bears lead for the first time tonight. It was Rogers, 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 and then all of a sudden he handed the ball off to Woolsey, and Woolsey took it to the house.
Stevenson with the extra point attempt. The Bears lead for the first time in a long time.
There's the ball is down, the kick is up. It is good. So with 8:09 left to go in the third quarter, it's Willow Springs 27. Pleasant Hope 20. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Stevenson to kick off, and it's kind of a line drive kick taken at the 25-yard line by Pleasant Hope. They get it over the 35 to about the 37. Much better coverage than we had in the opening part of the ballgame for the Bear kickoff defenders.
Pleasant Hope led this game 20-7, but since then the Bears have had 20 unanswered points and lead 27-20. First lead for the Bears in 2024, and they'll try to make that translate into their first victory since 2022.
But they've got to contain this quarterback for Pleasant Hope. All
have big arm. They can come back as they've shown in the first half quickly.
First and 10 from the 37. He wants to throw. Now he really throws, and it is incomplete.
Overshot his man. Had some time.
Had a little pressure there right at the end when he threw the ball. It's incomplete.
I think the Bears have figured that out, that's the key to the defense right now is getting pressure on that quarterback. Because he does have a big arm, but loses some of that accuracy when he's got guys bearing down on him.
So it'll be second down and 10 from the 37. Altec has 4 wide receivers out there, man in motion to the near side of the field. Gets the snap. He wants to go to the near side. Throws it up. It's kind of lofted up there.
Oh.
Incomplete. Rogers defending on the play. Pumped it up in the air, but he was out of bounds, so no need to catch it.
Gavin Glenn just about made the catch there on the reception, but it was out of bounds and couldn't quite make the catch. definitely an opportunity for an INT for Willow.
Third down and 10. So Altec is 0-2 so far on this series. Again, he has four wideouts back in there with him. The senior gets the snap, wants to throw, and it is complete. Running back coming back to the near side. He's got running room. He's at the 50 and down at the bare 45-yard line for a first down.
That's Caleb Altec. He's been the weapon for his older brother. And again, runs from the right side of the field all the way back to the near sideline.
He likes to run
it works.
Cross field, and it got him enough
yarder.
Yeah, for first and 10. 37 to the 46. Nice run after the catch, because ran about 15 yards after the catch. Altec,
the Pirates out of a hole and puts them in Bear territory.
Yep. First and 10 at the Bear 46, gets the snap. He's just going to throw it, and he does. Over the middle. Picked off by the Bears. Johnny Ball back at the 40, 45, 50. Still on his feet. Still on his feet at the 40. Out of bounds about the 40 to 3-yard line there. Yeah.
John Ball with his second interception of the night.
Johnny Ball, the ball hog. He is after that ball. So gets the Bears back with the football in the territory of the Pirates at the 42-yard line, first and 10.
Oh, but we're talking. We've got a flag down at the 30-yard line. It can't be that simple. It may have been after the interception. There may have been a hold, because we love to call holding penalties tonight.
Where's the flag at?
It's at the 30.
Mm, yeah, I see it now. I don't know what that was. Is it an illegal block or something?
I missed the signal, but it was against the Bears.
He was doing this. I don't know what that. I'm not sure about it. That's not a
We'll wait for our public address announcer to.
It's going to take the ball, but the Bears will maintain possession. They just won't have it in great field position like they did.
Illegal blindside block.
Okay. Takes the ball back to the 20-yard line.
15-yard penalty.
Inside the 20, down to the 17, 18-yard line. So that's a bad penalty.
Yet another penalty, and you know Coach Swallum is going to be not real thrilled with the amount of penalties and the sloppiness at time of his team.
So first and 10 Bears now at their own 18-yard line. There's a handoff up the middle. Running back gets up to the 20-yard line for a gain of 2.
Woolsey with the quick hitter, Caden Lee back in at quarterback for the Bears. Good coverage and good tackle there by Pleasant Hope.
Second down and 8. Ball is at the 20-yard line. Bears 80 yards away with 6:30 left to go in the third quarter, leading 27-20. Lee at quarterback. And there was all kinds of motion, but the handoff is still no flag on that play, and I thought there would be, but a handoff up the middle for the Bears over the left side of the line for about 3 more yards. It'll be 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 4. 3rd and 5, we'll call it, from the 23-yard line.
Woolsey's got 115 yards tonight. Rogers has about 130, and we will stop there for a mandatory water break. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. We're halfway through the third. Willow leads Pleasant Hope 27-20. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Big 3rd and 5 here for the Bears from their own 23-yard line. There's the snap of the football. Keeper by the running back. He breaks the tackle. First down, Bears. 40, 45. Lee at the 50. Lee is still on his feet at the 40. He's going to go all the way. Inside the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lee for the Bears.
77 yards, and the best thing about that, I don't see any flags on the ground. No flags. No holding.
Wow.
77-yard gallop by the freshman, Caden Lee, and the Bears go up by 2 scores.
That feels good after first three 3 minutes of the ball game when we were down 14-0. Bears, they've not put up the score yet. Still say 27.
Well, they will. They will.
That's the Bears are on for the extra point. There we go. Trying to make this thing 34-20. Ball down, kick up. It is. Looks good. And it is. So with 5:38 left to go in the third quarter, Bears have extended their advantage. They're now up 34-20 over Pleasant Hope. And we'll be back for the Bear kickoff in 60 seconds. Bear football on KUKU. Welcome back. Bears getting ready to kick off, leading 34-20 now over Pleasant Hope. Stevenson to kick off from the 40-yard line. And he gets a foot into it, but it doesn't go far. Picked up by Pleasant Hope at the 40. And they move it up near midfield and near the 50-yard line. So, good field position for the Pirates as they start another drive. So far, the Bears have outscored them 14-0 here in the third quarter. Big run by Caden Woolsey, or Caden Lee, on that last series, Marty.
Yeah, and give Caden Woolsey some credit, too. That he went over 100 yards. He's been kind of the bulldog for the Bears, and the defense has to key on him, and then it allows Rodgers and Lee to really get out there and get some big hitters.
First and 10 for Pleasant Hope at the 49-yard line. Altick gets in there at quarterback and throws a little short pass on the far side of the field, gets him about 5 or 6 yards.
We'll give him 6 on the little screen pass. Makes it second down. Well, they're going to mark him out shorter than what I thought. Make it about a 4-yard gain.
Only a
4-yard second
gain.
Down and 6 for the Pirates.
Ball is at the Willow Springs 47 now. Altec drops 1-2 steps and throws down the field, up for grabs, and they've got it. Pleasant Hope trying to cut back at the 30, down to the 20-yard line.
Caleb Altick.
A little slow getting
it
up.
It was well defended, really, by the Bears. Altick made a good catch, and he is in some pain and slow getting up. Now he is up.
It looked
and,
like
struggling off the field.
Looked like it was kind of battle for the ball on the reception, but young Altick took it, but he also took a beating on that play. Gain on the play of about 27 yards, so it's a first and 10 for Pleasant Hope down at the Bear 40-yard line. Still with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Big possession here by Pleasant Hope. The Bears had all the momentum. They've scored the last 27 points unanswered, but Pleasant Hope looking to get back in this right here.
I'll take quick snap, hands off to the rope, keeps it in, cuts it back inside. He's down to the 10, 5, and carrying Bears with him. Does not get in the end zone, but he has a big load when he takes off with the ball. And he picked up a good 15 on that play.
Give him 18, down to the 2-yard line.
The first and goal for Pleasant Hope there.
Last time the Pirates were down here, they decided to throw the ball, and the ball came up with a big interception. Another goal line opportunity for the Pleasant Hope Pirates. And they would be right back in this ball game. Bears leading 34-20, 4:43 to go in the first or in the third quarter.
First and goal from the 3-yard line now for Pleasant Hope.
And now somebody called a timeout. It is Pleasant Hope. Pirates want to talk about it. 4:32 to go, third quarter. Willow on top, 34-20. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
All right, first and goal from the 3 for Pleasant Hope. Altec gets the snap. He rolls to the near side of the field, trying to cut the corner, and
he's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
Caleb Altec runs it in from 2 yards out, and Pleasant Hope is right back in the ball game.
They can go for two here and get within six. That would be my guess is what they would do.
They've not shown much of a kicking game.
Line it up at the 3-yard line. Ball check. The quarterback stands back there with a running back beside him. Gets the snap. He's going to go to the outside. Throws incomplete, I believe.
Yes, incomplete.
Yeah.
So it remains an 8-point deficit.
That could be big.
It could be. Could be a close one. Bears right now with the lead, 34-26, 4:23 to go third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Bear football on KUKU.
4:23 left to go in the third quarter. It's now an 8-point game, 34-26. As Pleasant Hope came back and scored six, they were unsuccessful on their 2-point conversion, so that makes it an 8-point game, and it could be big later on in the final score. Pleasant Hope to kick off from the 40-yard line. Bears drop back three backs, really, standing at about the 25, not too deep. And there's the kick. It's a squibber covered by the Bears at the 45-yard line, so we'll take that.
Did a good job. Really an onside kick that time by the Pirates. Everett Smith just fell on it, which is exactly what you want to do in that portion of the field. So good field position for the Bears. Their offense has been clicking here in the second half, and they need to keep putting points on the board. And we talked about that early, that if the Bears were going to win this, they're going to have to score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
They've got 34 right now, and may need a little more.
That's the most they've had in a while, too.
Chase
Rogers is in at quarterback now, I believe, from the 45-yard line, first and 10. Bears with the football. Rogers gets the snap and hands it off.
Woolsey
up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Goes down the far sideline. He may be gone. He's at the 10-5 and touchdown. Woolsey, boy. That kid.
Woolsey kept running. He got to the woods outside the Palenque Field.
It's that initial hit. If he can get by that initial, break some tackles.
He bounced off the guy and hit to the far sideline and then broke a tackle over there. And that's all it took. Woolsey.
55 yards and a score. Caden Woolsey. Wow, the Bears are going to have some stats tonight.
Yes, they are. They're the big three, Lee and Woolsey and Rogers, are going to have some really nice-looking stats when this is over.
Stevenson is going to try for the extra point. He's missed one tonight. And we'll see if he can get another one. That looks good. Through the uprights. With 4:04 left to go in the third quarter, Willow Springs 41, Pleasant Hope 26. Another kickoff coming. We'll take a 30-second break. I know these commercials, our paid customers are really our sponsors to get their money's worth. We're going to take it, Matt. We're going to take it easy this time and take a 30. We'll be back for more football with the Bears leading 41-26. More football coming in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Willow Springs Bears going for it here. They have a 15-point lead now with 4 minutes, 4 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Bears trying to break a little. Here's Stevenson to kick off for the Bears from the 40-yard line.
Bears been kicking it short lately. And they do again, but more of a line drive kick.
Good to go out of bounds.
No,
it didn't. And the Bears played good, intelligent football that time. They dived for the live ball at about the 35-yard line. They didn't get it, but that showed some intelligent football playing right there.
Yeah, it really did. And kudos to Oren Coble on the kickoff team.
Yeah.
He slid. Trying and just about came up with the ball on that kickoff as Pleasant Hope was slow to get it.
Yeah, they thought it was
a live ball.
They thought it was going out of bounds, and it just stopped. So, I'd say hats off to Coble there on that play for making a good try to pick it up. First and 10 from the 24-yard line. They're going long. They got a man open, but they've also got some Bears down there. The receiver was triple covered.
John Baugh just about had his third pick of the night. That was overthrown, and Baugh was the closest guy to it. Now he's got a cramp, it looks like, as he hits the deck out there. And working on that leg, his teammates come over. They know the drill. They know what to do. And honestly, we haven't seen as many cramps this year as we have in some seasons.
It's a little cooler tonight, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Not a lot of humidity and a little wind blowing out of the north.
That'll give us a stoppage of play. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Bears leading 41-26. It'll be a second and 10 for the Pirates. And got to believe that, I mean, that just looks like a cramp. So
yeah.
I think Ball is
going
to be okay. He's hobbling off the field now, but I bet
that
Ball will be back in the game in pretty short order. He's had a big night, a couple interceptions, a touchdown. So he won't want to stay out too long.
No, Ball will want to be back in as soon as possible, as soon as he can get that leg cramp taken care of. All right, second down and 10 for Pleasant Hope back at their own 24-yard line. Man in motion to the right. Motion man gets the ball, got a good block, and he's up. Ooh, got upended about the 30-yard line. Got some blockers in front of him, but the Bears did a good job collapsing on him. So really not a huge gain on the play, only about 4 yards. It'll be third down and 6 for Pleasant Hope.
Messick.
Hear that name quite a bit.
Elijah Roberts there as well for the Bears. Trying to get some of more of our defensive players called. Sounds a hard time for my eyes to see those numbers.
Third down and 6 over the middle and incomplete, almost intercepted by the Bears. That's a fourth down and 6 from deep in their own territory. I would guess that Pleasant Hope might kick.
They might. Isaac Murphy did a nice job breaking that pass up, and then it kind of was up for grabs and another near interception by the Bears. And Altick may be wearing down a little bit. His passes seem a little more wild than they were at the beginning of the game.
Not as precise. He drops back and punt. Yeah, he drops back and pump. He does it all. He does the punting, too. Bears drop a single receiver back.
Blocked.
Oh, it was partially blocked. And it's going to be down at about the 36-yard line. That's where the Bears will have it, at the Pleasant Hope 36.
Messick's with the tip on the near block. Was a partial block of that punt. It'll be Bear Ball. Got a couple of score updates for you. Number 7, Ava beats Rogersville 22-14. It's a one-possession game. Ava's Kelly Abraham with a pick 6 with under 1 minute left to win it for the Blue Bears.
Right.
So Ava survives in Douglas County tonight.
First and 10 for the Bears here at the 36-yard line. Player trying to get on the field, and I guess he's going to. As a wideout, there's the snap of the football, handoff to the right side, looking for blocking.
Woolsey
cuts it outside.
He's going to get another.
He's for the sideline, and he's going to get in the end zone again.
36-yard touchdown. There is a flag at the 22.
Oh, yeah.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news there.
Okay.
And that really, if that's where the hold happened, it didn't need to happen. Woolsey was already gone.
He had it by then, yeah.
But it was a hold on the Bears at the 23-yard line. So Bears still going to get a little positive yardage out of this, but the touchdown is coming back, and the scoreboard went dark for a moment, but it's back up now. So the penalties have lessened in the third quarter, but that's a big one. That brings back a touchdown. It's a 10-yard holding penalty on the Bears.
Rogers gets the call on second down. Ball's going to be placed at the 32, so about a 4-yard gain anyway. So second down and 6 for the Bears. Or first down. Yeah, that's right. First down and 6. Hand off to the Bears.
Woolsey
again cuts it to the outside and got a first down, I believe, inside the 30 down to about the 26-yard line.
little 5-yard pickup by Woolsey. They may mark him just shy of the first down marker. Getting some finals coming in. Now, we're not out of the third quarter, and many games are wrapping up. Thayer beats Lighthouse Christian 48-7, so the Bobcats starting 2-0 on the year entering conference play next week.
So it's going to be second down, a yard to go for the Bears from the 27-yard line. Out of the shotgun, quarterback gets the ball, wants to throw, looks to throw. Now he's going, yeah, he is throwing back across the field, got a man wide open, completes it, touchdown!
Rogers to,
yeah, pick up that number.
Number 5. Tucker Bryan.
Okay.
The font is really small on the programs. I'm sorry, Tucker. It took me just a minute. The tight end, Tucker Bryan, the freshman, or no, the junior, rather. I'm thinking of the other Bryan. We've got two on the team. Tucker with the touchdown from Rogers, and the Bears go up 47-26.
On to kick the extra point is Stevenson with a minute 45 left to go in the third. Don't see the ball anywhere.
It's a bad snap and a muffed kick. So
extra point
is no good.
So with 1:45 left to go here in the third quarter, Willow Springs 47, Pleasant Hope 26. Bears extend their lead to 21. We'll be back in 30 seconds for more football. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 1:45 left to go in the third quarter. The Bears with a 21-point lead now, their biggest lead of the night, 47-26. And remember, folks, this game started badly for the Bears. They were down 14-0 with about 2.5 minutes left, or to go after 2.5 minutes in the first quarter. So they have come alive against Pleasant Hope. I like the play, too, of the Bears switching quarterbacks, too. That seems to work very well.
It shows a lot of looks, and it keeps the defense guessing on what's coming.
Bears to kick it off. Stevenson with a little line drive kick this time, taken by Pleasant Hope at the 20. Cuts back at the 25, and down he goes. Bears have gotten much better on kick coverage than at the start of the game.
Altick with the return, and really, another factor that's got to come into this game. We talked about the Bears switching quarterbacks in and out. These Pleasant Hope kids, the Altics especially, they're touching the ball every single play, offense, defense. It doesn't matter. And it gets to be, it's been a long night. And
right.
I think we're seeing a worn-out Pleasant Hope team at this point.
Where are you down? Yep. First and 10 for Pleasant Hope at their own 26-yard line. Altick in there at quarterback, gets a man in the game right at the end as a wide out. Got four wide receivers, gets the snap, backs up three steps, throws short. Running back's got the ball, and down he goes at the 35-yard line, short of a first down.
There's a flag. It's a horse collar. Tackle on the Bears. That was on the far sideline, and I could still see the way he went down there. That just looked like that was what it was going to be. So that'll be a penalty on the Bears. Horse collar tackle. I believe that's a 15-yarder.
Yeah, I think so.
So another 15-yard penalty on the Bears. Pass completion. I don't think that's a PA says face mask, but I think it's a horse collar.
No.
But a 5-yard completion.
We've had
a 15-yard penalty on top of that.
Discrepancy with the PA guy tonight.
They have to have some words with him.
Whoever he is.
He's done a nice job stepping into the role. That normally,
Mr.
Chris Rutledge, but he's
Rutledge
on assignment apparently tonight.
Okay.
And our athletic director has sacrificed himself to do the job.
First and 10 for Pleasant Hope at the 49-yard line. Altick puts a man in motion. He's got three wideouts on the far side of the field. They rush.
I'll drop.
And it's dropped by the intended receiver. Bears had two in there rushing the quarterback and had to hurry his throw. Might have been a different set. Still a minute 8 left to go in the third quarter. 47-26 on the score. Bears on top.
Quincy Willoughby
the sophomore was the intended receiver. Haven't called his name tonight. Pleasant Hope's probably trying to get some fresh guys involved.
Second down and 10 now, Altick, quarterback. Gets the snap, a little bit of high snap, and he gets it away to his short back over on the far side of the field. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was about it.
Completion, but for no gain. Maybe we'll give him a yard on the completion. But the Bears really well covered that time. Simon with the reception.
And they have, the Bears have intensified the pressure on Altay, too. He does have time to throw the football.
John Jones makes the stop.
Ball just over the 50-yard line, down to 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. And it's third down and 8. There's a snap and the quick throw and a completion. And here comes the guy to the far side of the field.
He does it every time.
It's Altick, and he got a first down.
It worked.
Lowers his head and got to the 36-yard line of the Bears for a first down with 15 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
13-yard pickup, Altick to Altick.
And he runs that way every time.
They'll go right and then cut it back to the left all the way across the field. Devin Glenn with the stop of the Bears. That will be the end, though. Well, unless they want to snap it quickly here with 4 seconds, they won't. That'll be the end of the third quarter. It's opening night at Polinski Field, and the Bears are trying to end a 2-year winning drought. They've not won since September of 22. They lead heading to the fourth quarter, 47-26. We'll come back for the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Fourth quarter getting underway here, 47-26 our score. Lesson Hope has the ball, first and 10 at the Willow Springs 35-yard line. Altick gets the snap of the football, got a little time this time, but it's incomplete. He had two receivers in the area. Neither one could pull it in.
Hutcherson, the intended receiver, threw behind him, and he couldn't quite come up with it. Went off of his hand. Incomplete, second and 10. For the Pirates.
And it seems like that's what they want to do here is just throw the football. They don't see
it.
Yeah,
they've given up on the running game unless Altick just wants to run it himself.
Right.
But he is the offense.
There's the snap again. He goes over the middle.
There's the other Altick.
And the other Altick's trying to go to the other side, breaking tackles. Gets down to the 25-yard line, and he really is a good little receiver.
Yeah, he's tough.
Yeah.
Tough. He's a hard kid to bring down, and he's come up limping multiple times, but
yeah.
He just keeps coming back out there and making catches. So
got a first
those
and 10.
Two are impressive.
He's got a first and 10 at the Bear 25-yard line as time continues to move on here in the fourth quarter. The Bears with the lead, but Pleasant Hope with the drive. There's the snap. And the handoff, and going to the running back who doesn't get much, a couple of yards on that play.
Went back to the running game that time, but no success. Carson Simon with the carry. We'll give him a yard. Be a second and 9, and the Bears wouldn't mind if Pleasant Hope kept it on the ground a few more times.
You bet.
They got to be looking for the pick, too. This Altick kid can be intercepted.
There's the snap, Altick. Rolls to his right and running out of time. Now he throws it and
dropped
by the receiver inside the 10-yard line, and it should have been caught. Probably.
It should have been caught, and if it had been, it might have been 6. But it was caught, or it was dropped right at the last second. Garrett Sloan for the Bears gave some pressure, but that was a missed opportunity there for the Pirates.
So it'll be third down and 9. Second down and 9.
No, it's third and 9.
I thought so, but the scoreboard doesn't.
Well, not yet.
Third and 9. There's a snap of the football. Altick throwing into the end zone.
Oh, dropped on the interception.
Almost picked by the Bears.
Caden Lee had it. He had a really good shot at that and just went right through his hands. So. Good defense by the Bears, and it's 4th and 9, and obviously the Pirates will go for it here.
clock stops at 10:35 left to go in the ball game. Third, fourth down and 9 for Pleasant Hope at the Willow Springs 23-yard line. See what Altic dials up here on fourth and 9. Gets the snap. Doesn't throw by. He just fires it into the end zone. It's picked off.
Go down.
The
go down. Yep.
Fourth touchback.
Interception by the Bears. I believe it's Everett Smith. It is. Everett with the interception. We talked about that. He Altic's a little susceptible to that INT. That's his third pick of the night. Ball with two of them. Smith with that one in the end zone, so that'll move it out to the 20-yard line, and the Bears will take over there. First and 10 on their own 20, leading 47-26, and this will be a good shot in the arm for the Bear football program to come away with a victory.
It will. Certainly will. And you can tell that the Pleasant Hope team dragging just a little bit here late in the ball game. Not quite as energized as they were in that first quarter.
Well,
they
had a great
piling
first quarter.
On.
Yeah.
So the Bears take over at the 20-yard line, first and 10, quarterback under center.
Fumble
on the play, and Pleasant Hope says they've got it.
And they do. Wow, the Bears turn it right back over on the snap. Bad snap.
Fumble. Turnover on the Bears.
And the Pirates will have it right back, so don't count these guys out yet. They've got a good opportunity here. Get back into the end zone and make this interesting.
There's still 10 plus minutes left to go in the game.
Yeah, lots of time.
Yeah, lots of time. They're 21 points down, but they can score in a hurry if Altec can connect. So the offense comes back out on the field for Pleasant Hope, and the Bears commit their second turnover of the night.
Yeah, one interception, now one fumble.
Altic out of the shotgun, gets the snap of the football. He's going to run. Well, maybe throw. He's running. He doesn't know whether he's going to run or throw. Now he runs, and he runs out of bounds after gaining about 5 yards.
Well, give him 5. I think if he would have decided to run from the very beginning, I think he would have gone. He had lots of greenery in front of him, but he kept holding back, wanting to throw. But he'll pick up 5. Second down and 5 for the Pirates. Messick sent on the stop.
From the 12-yard line, that's where Pleasant Hope is right now. Second down and 5.
Bring up a second down.
I'm supposed to say something about having been a lot of flags lately, but probably shouldn't.
Altic lines them up, has the 4 wide receivers, goes over the middle, running back gets the ball. Altic, the little Altic, gets it and gets inside the 5 for a first and goal for Pleasant Hope.
8-yard pass play, and it'll be first and goal now for the Pirates with 10 minutes exactly left to go in the ball game.
Our score. Pleasant Hope threatening right here. First and goal at the Bear 4-yard line after the Bears had it back and turned it over. Four seconds on the play clock. Altic gets a little bit of a high snap and hands it off to the running back, and I think he got in, maybe.
They're going to mark him just short at the 1. So a 3-yard pickup. Simon with the carry. Make it second down and goal for the Pirates at the 1.
So the Pirates will line it up at the 1-yard line to try to push it in to make this a closer game. Quarterback under center just keeps it, sneaks, and gets in for the score.
Altic takes it in.
8:58 left to go in the fourth quarter, and it's now 47-32. Bears still up, but shaved 6 points off that lead with that touchdown.
High-scoring game tonight. We've got, 79 points on the board?
Who would have thought it? I wouldn't.
No. Bear offense has been tremendous, but defense needs a little work.
A little work, especially in the early going. Going for two here are the Pleasant Hope Indians, or Pirates, rather.
They're going to blow that one dead before it gets started.
Yeah.
I think that's a
that looked like illegal motion.
Procedure penalty.
Yeah.
They'll talk it over. And it is a false start.
Yeah.
On the Pirates, 5-yard penalty, and that'll make the 2-point conversion a little more challenging here. The 15-point deficit right now, so whatever happens here, still a 2-possession football game.
Yeah. With almost 9 minutes left to go in the game. Slow game, it seems like.
10 o'clock is our time.
Even slower than last week. 2-point conversion, they're going for it again. And the quarterback throws late.
And drops.
And it's dropped.
Ooh.
So with 8:58 left to go in the ball game, the Bears lead it 47-32 over the Pleasant Hope Pirates. We'll be back for the Bear kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Ten o'clock. It's about bedtime for me. But anyway, we're still here. We got almost 9 minutes left to go in this one. Bears are having a good night. It's 47-32 as Pleasant Hope gets ready to kick it off from the 40-yard line.
You like scoring and touchdowns. You've seen a lot of it tonight. 79 points on the board. Onside kick by the Pirates.
Bears cover it at the forward, at the 50-yard line, so the Bears will have it in good field position as they start this series.
Bears have scored 47 points, but they got to keep scoring because they can't keep Pleasant Hope out of the end zone. We've got updates, lots of updates. Most games are over at this point. We've still got 9 minutes to go here, and I'll give you some scores as we go along. Number one, Marionville came back to beat Forsyth. 28-22 was the final. Forsyth gave them a scare.
Mm-hmm. Here the Bears have it first and 10 at midfield. Lee in at quarterback. And out of the shotgun. Gets it. Just takes
Rogers
off. Rogers with it. Correction. Rogers is at the 30.
Oh,
he's at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, Jace Rogers.
Whoa. Man.
Oh, one play. 50 yards.
Didn't really have all that much blocking. He just
he
was a man playing with boys out there. He just made people miss and takes it all the way. 50-yard touchdown run by Jace Rogers. The Bears go over 50 points on the night. And they only had 7 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a tough start. It was really a tough start for the Bears. But they got it going and got the offense rolling. Rogers with a 50-yard gallop gives them 6 more. They're going for 7 here with Stevenson trying to kick it through the uprights. Kick is...
That one looks a little low.
It looked a little bit flat.
No
and
good.
No good on the extra point try. So that's 40 left to go in the ball game. It's 53-32. Bears up by 21. And we'll be back for the Bear kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Stevenson to kick off for the Bears from the 40-yard line. And it's a little high kick. Goes down to the 30-yard line, taken there by the Pleasant Hope Pirates. And they move it up to the 45. 15-yard return. Pirates will put it in play at their own 45, trailing 53-32.
Love to see the Bear defense get a stop here and get this start playing clock management.
Start playing moving the clock. So, First and 10 for Pleasant Hope. Zaltic is back there at quarterback. He's ready to go.
Got our statistician, Katie, with us tonight. 512 yards of total offense for the Bears.
Wow.
Tonight.
That's
is
a big night.
That's a big number.
That's a big number. Zaltic throws it out there.
Intercepted.
And it's picked off by the Bears.
Well, that's how your defense gets a stop.
Yeah, that's how they get a stop. Zaltic was hit as he threw the ball. And
yeah.
I think it caused it a little bit off kilter for him, and so the safety was back there, and he just stood there and caught the ball as the defense, as the intended receiver ran into him.
Gavin Glenn, the junior, with the interception. That's the fourth interception for the Pirates tonight. Ball with two for the Bears. Glenn with one, and Everett Smith with one as well. Caden Lee trots out. The freshman will take over at quarterback. What a big night for Rodgers. Nice to have him in the lineup, isn't it?
Oh,
and
my.
And pair
yeah.
him with the electric freshman and
mm-hmm.
some other weapons. Woolsey's had a big night. Been a good night for the offense.
First and 10 for the Bears.
Woolsey
at the 30, 35, 40, 45.
You want more offense?
Here he goes down the sideline. He's not going to be stopped. 10, 5, touchdown, Bears. Whoa.
73 more yards. Give all 73 of those to Woolsey, and now we're looking at close to 600 yards of offense for the Bears.
Goodness.
We've still got 8 minutes left in this game. Bears leading 59-32. They'll try to hit the 60 mark. Aaron, you know, we've been in plenty of these situations where other teams have been putting up big numbers.
Right.
But it's not a situation where the Bears really can stop scoring because Pleasant Hope still got the mercy rule is not in effect yet.
Right.
We've not hit that. We've got to get 35 to get that.
Even though we're at 59 points by now. So, okay, here we go. Another try for extra point.
Oh.
And that one's
Stevenson's hit a little wall here. He's missed his last couple of extra points attempts. It'll stay 59-32 with 8 minutes left to play. We'll keep it right here for just a minute, and let's look at some other finals for other games around the area. West Plains wins tonight. They, after losing last week to Mountain Home, they get in the win column with a 43-6 win over Parkview. And Houston beats Springfield Catholic 42-7. So the Houston Tigers look good. That's a district opponent that they just pummeled tonight.
Wow.
So big win for the Tigers. Thayer beats Lighthouse Christian 48-7. Lutheran South beats Kabul 42-0. And the Bulldogs shut out in their two non-conference games. So they'll be looking to get on the scoreboard next week when the Bears come to town. And again, don't forget Saturday tomorrow, Liberty is at West Platte. I don't know where West Platte is.
I think
Liberty's going there tomorrow.
If it's Platte County, it's up around Kansas City.
And I'm sure this score has changed, but Potosi was leading Salem 26-6 at halftime as the Blue Tigers struggling to start the season.
Bears to kick it off from the 40-yard line. Stevenson will kick off for the Bears as the Bears have scored at will here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They really have. It's one play and gone.
Bears squib it on the ground and Pleasant covers it right about the 42-yard line.
8 minutes left to play. Bears with a 27-point lead, so they would need to score another touchdown and go for two to get to that 35-point mark and keep the clock running. So it's one of those kind of in between. You're clearly the Bears are in control and going to win this, you would think, but they're not up enough to start the turbo clock.
Well, I told Linda when I left the house today, I said, well, I was one thing guaranteed, I'll be back sooner than I was last week. But,
well,
I don't know.
I think you're still safe on that.
There's a handoff to the running back by Pleasant Hope, and, man, the Bear defense was there all over.
Blew it up in the backfield, led by John Jones. Did a nice job to get back there and disrupt things. Loss of
5 for Simon.
Takes it back to the 37-yard line. It'll be second down and 15. And this is conditioning, too. You can see the Bears are better conditioned than Pleasant Hope.
Well, just deeper. Pirates have same guys out there, offense, defense, all night.
Quarterback going for a pass, and he throws it complete, but the running back is brought down for another, about the line of scrimmage is where he was brought down, so no gain on the play.
Willoughby with the completion, but no gain.
The Bears still got some fire in them on defense.
No gain.
Yeah, you like to see that. And
yep.
The defensive coach, Ian Airy down there, has always got a lot of energy for his team.
Third down and long. They throw to the near side and incomplete.
Through the hands of the intended receiver, Caleb Altick. That's the guy that can make something happen, but it went through his hands. That time it'll be a fourth down and 13 for the Pirates. And Pirates look they've got their heads down a little bit here in the fourth quarter. That's a strong start. You're going to look at this score and think, what in the world? But the Bears were down 20-7 at the end of the first quarter. And it was a 20-20 game at halftime.
So here we go on fourth down and 15. They're going for it. There's the pass. They're going up top, and it is
incomplete. Out of bounds and through the hands.
The receiver, I think, was going to be out of bounds anyway. But the Bears will take over. Unless there's a flag on the play, and I don't think there is.
There is not. That's something we haven't seen much of lately, and that's good.
That is good. See what kind of Bears come out there now. We might see some.
I think we're seeing some fresh jerseys now.
Some new jerseys from the Bears with 6:28 left to go in the game. And the Bears up 59-32.
Don't forget the JV team has a home game Monday night, 6 o'clock against Donovan. So come out to Polinski Monday night to watch the JVers. Caden Lee is going to come back in at quarterback, but there are some, I think there's a few new numbers out there for the Bears.
First and 10 for the Bears at the 37-yard line.
Flag is they're running up to the line.
Pleasant Hope.
Delay of
game. Okay.
Yeah. Delay of game on the Bears. It'll be a 5-yard penalty.
We'll take that.
I said something about the flag, so you know one was coming.
Takes the ball back to the 41-yard line of Pleasant Hope, but the Bears still have the ball first and 15. From the 41. Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Lee at quarterback in the shotgun gets the snap and takes off. He's got 5 and he's got 8. He gets down to about the 33-yard line.
You know, watching him run it, I was expecting him to break it for a touchdown.
I was too.
Have been doing the last few possessions, but stopped a little short that time, but still a good pickup for Lee.
I think we got a water break coming.
We should. And there it is.
Yep.
There is our water break commercial time. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Bears leading the Pirates, going for their first win in the last 16 games. They lead it 59-32. Back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Inside handoff to the running back by the Bears as they faced a second down and 7. No gain on that play, so it'll be third down and 7 for the Bears.
Braden Scarborough with the carry.
Freshman. Another freshman.
Bears have a really talented freshman and lots of sophomores, so this is there's a lot of youth here. And you get this group a couple years together, and the program's going to look in a lot better shape. A win certainly helps things tonight.
Third down and 7. Long count. Using all the play clock here.
Scarborough
gets the handoff. He's at the 20. 15, 10, and out of bounds, just inside the 10-yard line. So a good run by Scarborough that time.
a 22-yard gain for the freshman. Scarborough gets the Bears to the 10-yard line. Clock still runs after the chains get reset.
First and goal for the Bears. The ball just inside the 10-yard line with 5:01 left to go here in the ballgame. 59-32. Lots of scoring in this one. First and goal for the Bears. Lee gets the snap. He rolls to his right, and he keeps rolling, and now he throws late. Almost picked off.
Dropped by the defensive back, but he had an interception all the way there, but he was running out of bounds. And if he would have caught it, he might have been out of bounds anyway, but he dropped it. So it'll be second and goal for the Bears. Lee looking to throw. I think he might have been able to run.
That was my thought exactly. I thought he could have turned that inside and got at least five positive yards. Anyway, it'll be second down and goal for the Bears from the 10-yard line. A lot of JV Bears in there right now. Lee, though, I think is still quarterback. There's the handoff to the running back. He ran right into his blockers and went down at the line of scrimmage, so no gain.
That's Scarborough again. No gain on that one, and it'll be third and goal for the Bears.
And the ball now is outside the 10, so it'd be third and goal from the 11. Bears not in a big hurry here.
No,
letting that clock run.
The right thing to do for the Bears,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Clock manages, learn how to close games and win games.
Third and goal. Here's the snap.
Lee
Keith's got a hole. He's got an angle, and he's in. Touchdown. Caden Lee for the Bears from 10 yards to 11 yards out, actually. So at the four-minute mark of the ball game, the Bears go up 66 to 32.
Gosh.
When have you seen the Bears score 66 points?
Well, a few.
It's been a few years. I cannot remember the last time they did it.
We've got over 600 yards of total offense tonight by the Bears. There's going to be some guys with some just ridiculous stats coming out of this. I'm glad Katie's been up here because there's no way I would have been able to keep track of big stat numbers that the Bears have put up tonight. And now they'll kick the extra point.
Hey, this one looks good by Stevenson, and it is. 4 minutes to go in this one. Matt, it's been a marathon again. Here we are. We are 65-32 Bears over the Pleasant Hope Pirates. And we'll take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back here for the kickoff by the Bears. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Well, we always like to get everybody's name in there that contributes in the contest, and I said it was Stevenson just because I thought it was, because he's been kicking all night. It was not Stevenson. It was Noah Wake.
Noah Wake. Yeah. Put it right through the upright.
The fresh
great kick.
Yeah. All right. So the Bears up 66 to 32.
That's a 34-point deficit.
Oh, we should have went for two.
We need 35 during the turbo clock on, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Not trying to run the score up on anybody.
No.
We certainly have been on the other end of that for
too
the last couple
times.
Of years.
Yeah. Ball is laying flat on the ground, so I would assume.
Wake as well. He's just blew off the tee there, and he'll tee it back up.
Kick it.
I see Wake just put his toe into it and rip one here.
And send it a long ways. All right, he drops back. Mandatory steps that those guys put in. He's ready to go. Ball teed up at the 40. There's the kick.
Good kick.
Taken on the fly at the 25-yard line, and down goes the return man at the 33. So good job of kick coverage that time of the Bear defense.
Kevin Glenn with the tackle.
So the Pleasant Hope Pirates will put it in play at their own 32-yard line. trailing 66-32. And remember, you have to, it seems like it's been a long time ago, but at one time they had a 20-7 lead on the Bears at the end of the first quarter.
Right. It was 20-20 at halftime. Two teams that only scored 40 points at halftime. Now we're closing in on 100.
Yeah, 98. So the quarterback is still Altic for Pleasant Hope. Pretty good quarterback, gets the snap, hands off the football, and down goes the ball carrier at the 32-yard line, maybe a yard gain.
Tried to make a little spin move, Simon did, and got tripped up and goes down for no gain. Give me a yard. Scarborough and Murphy with the stop. 3:30 left to play and running.
Second down and about 10. Hand off again to the running back, and he tries to cut the corner. The Bears nail him for a loss of 3 on the play back to the 30.
Simon getting the ball again, and the Pirates are, you know, they're in effect waving the white flag here. They're not throwing the ball. They're just content to run out some clock here and do what they can, but not going to do anything crazy.
Third down and long. Let's see what they do here. Altec is lining his people up. Long count gets the snap, a little bit high, but he pulls it down and throws incomplete sideline.
Overthrew his intended receiver and almost could have been a penalty there.
By the Bears?
On the Bears,
yeah.
But they kept the flag in the pocket, and it'll be fourth down.
Well, one thing about that new official tonight, he should have a lot of training.
Yes, lots of real game-time situations, when and when not to throw the flag.
Fourth down and 12 now for Pleasant Hope. We're down to 2:38 left to go in the game. Altec's going to probably throw this one, line it out. Well, he throws short to the running back who tries to escape, and the Bears make a good tackle at the 30-yard line. That's where the Bears will put it in play.
Logan Bryan, that's the freshman. Bryan made a good tackle there for the Bears. Tucker Bryan with the touchdown tonight. So the Bryans have been active.
They have contributed. Some of the faithful for the Bears are calling it a night.
Yeah, I don't, you know, they've been good, but it's coming up on 10:30 now. The nightly news is about ending, and it's time to go to bed.
I even saw Katie with a yawn a while ago, so it's getting that time. But anyway, here we go. Bears with the first and 10 at the 30-yard line. There's a snap and a handoff to the running back.
Scarborough.
Scarborough gets 10, 15, 20. And how close to the end zone, he's run out of bounds down inside the 5-yard line.
We'll mark him out at the 2. We'll give him a 28-yard carry. And Garfield's won the end zone.
Yeah, he was.
We might go over 70.
That would turn
that
on
would
the turn
turbo turn the turbo clock,
clock yeah.
on. And, you know, I don't – we are not – I don't think don't our coaching it. Staff is not trying
no,
to actively run
not.
Up the score here at all.
Trying to get some kids some –
you know, if you've got your JV guys running the ball and they score, then they score. You know, that's just part of it. And like I said, we've been on the other end of that many times.
First and goal for the Bears. And off to the running back, and he is in the end zone.
Scarborough takes it in.
Scarborough, the freshman, puts it in the end zone. And that will turn on the turbo clock with a minute 46 left to go in the game. It's 72-32, exactly a 40-point lead. Is Wake going to kick the extra point? You have to give me a heads up on that. Don't want to miss that.
I think he is. I think he is. Yeah, Wake is ready to add the extra point.
Noah Wake. Ready. the extra. Puts it through the upright.
He's money.
It's good. 73 Bears, 32 Pirates. 1:46 left to go in the game. We can just keep it right here, Marty, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll be turning on the clock, and we'll have a kickoff and a few more plays for Pleasant Hope, and we can put the Bears back in the win column for the first time since September of 22. So just about 2 years it's been. I think the Salem Tigers were the last victory for the Bears. It's a 16-game drought that the Bears will end tonight. And, you know, it's not all about winning, but it sure is nice to have a have one once in a while to put in that win column. And the Bears will get that tonight and have a lot of good positive momentum heading into Kabul next week to start the SCA schedule.
So many kids out for football this year in Willow Springs, and that's great to see. And it gives these kids a little charge and helps to keep building the program when you have a win like this.
Absolutely. Need a win once in a while.
Yep,
you just do to keep keep everybody pumped up and ready to go. Yeah.
Bears to kick off again. Wake is going to kick off from the 40-yard line.
Coach Swallum will be up to visit with us after the game. We'll get his thoughts on the post-game show. Stick around for that interview.
Ooh, line drive kick taken at the 22-yard line by the Pirates. They get it up over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Now's when the clock will keep running, so it won't take long to get this last minute and a half over with.
We'll have some stats coming up for you after the game as well, and there'll be some big ones there for the Bear offense.
73 points. Cannot remember when the Bears last scored.
Let's go into the archives for that. Well, we put up a bunch of points on Salem a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We may have hit 70 in that game, but, yeah, it's a bunch. 105 points in this game.
There's the handoff to the running back. Bears
fumble.
Cover it well.
Oh, my goodness.
Picked up by the Bears. He's going to take it all the way to the house.
I mean, what do you do? It was a fumble.
Yeah.
Scarborough scoops it, takes it to the house, and Braden Scarborough's got two touchdowns on the night.
And he has, and that's going to be the last play of the game.
That will be the last play of the game. Yep. I mean, unless they may stop the clock on a kickoff, but if the Bears can.
No, it's still running. Yeah. That's going to do it. 79-32. Wow. That was, this has been some kind of a coming out party for the Willow Springs Bear offense. They have scored 79 points, and they only had 7 at the end of the first quarter. So they have scored 73 points in 3 quarters.
And that will be the ball game. We're not going to kick an extra point.
No.
The Bears will celebrate as they win it. 79-32. The Bears are back in the win column for the first time in a couple of years, and there's a lot of big smiles down there on those kids' faces, and that's good to see. Lots of hugs, lots of smiles. They'll shake hands, celebrate for a few minutes with their fans and parents, and then go meet them in
the locker room. Yep.
We'll talk to Coach Swallum in 2 minutes. Bears win. We'll listen to Coach Swallum's comments, and we'll be back in 2 minutes for the post-game show right here on KUKU.
All right, back at Polinski Field after the Bear victory tonight, and the Bears break out of it in a big way. I tell you, you look at that score and you say 79-32. Wow, that must have started off wild and got wilder, but it did not. The Bears were down 20-7 at one point. Well, after the first quarter, the Bears were down 20-7, but they got a fire lit under them and took off. And their offense really was what took off, Marty. Their offense just went crazy, and
and scored a lot of points for the Bears, most they've scored in a long, long time.
The dual quarterback situation and Woolsey, that unlocked this offense. And we'll have some stats for you. And Coach Swollen may be coming up if he can fight through the crowd down there. But in the meantime, I will do a brief summary of the scoring. We're not going to get through all of this. But we do, just if you're just joining and seeing that score, that's not how the game started. It was 14-0 Pleasant Hope 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah,
they returned
nine,
the kickoff for a touchdown and quickly came back and scored another. And this looked a little bleak. In fact, with 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter, it was 20-7 Pleasant Hope. The Pirates looked like they were in control, but the Bears, at the end of the first quarter, tacked on a Lee touchdown run, made it 20-14. Lee got a 45-yard touchdown pass in the half, and it was 20-20 at the halftime. And you thought, okay, feel like the Bears have got some momentum, probably in control of this thing, but they've only scored, you know, it's still a 20-20 game. But then the third quarter came, and the Bears started putting up touchdowns. Woolsey with a 32-yard touchdown run. Lee with a 77-yard touchdown run. Pleasant Hope came back with a touchdown. But then you had Woolsey with a 55-yard touchdown. Rogers from 27 yards with a touchdown pass. Altick scored one for Pleasant Hope, but then Rogers had another run. Woolsey had another run. Lee had a run. And then Scarborough off the bench with a couple of touchdowns. The fumble recovery for touchdown to finish it up. And it was a 79-32 final. Lots of math, hard to keep up with all the scoring tonight. And joined by Coach Swollen. And Coach, we were just talking, if you're looking at this score, you think, my goodness, the Bears just dominated this from start to finish. That is not how the game started for the Bears.
No, it did not. You know, tell them, you know, last week, you know, you go through a season that you had last year, you don't understand how to, you know, to make things happen on your own. You think in your mind that you want them to happen, but you don't really understand how to make them happen. And a lot of adversity at first, you know. I mean, Pleasant Hope, they've got some players, you know. We made one kid look like an all-stater, look like a stud. And it's unacceptable, but it's the first step in the right direction. You know, fighting through what happened in the first half and then, you know, getting to where we were at the end of the game. You know, proud of them. Proud of them. You know, we coach them hard. I think sometimes they're a little scared of making a mistake just because we coach them so hard. But, you know, you make practices harder than games, or you at least try, just because when you get to games, times like these, it makes it easier for them.
I had to fight through not only Pleasant Hope, but a ton of flags in that first half, and it just felt like couldn't ever find that momentum. And just by finding the locker room at halftime and letting everything kind of reset, had to feel pretty good. Obviously, in the third quarter, he came out and guns blazing.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of new faces in a lot of spots. We're a really young team, probably younger and newer than what they were last year to this point. And, you know, we're just trying to help them get to the point where they, you know, they're confident in themselves. You know, I told them at halftime, after a little heated exchange, you know, that they think that they want to win, but they don't necessarily have to believe in it and how to get it done. But, you know, it's coming out of the halftime, you know, we were a little low. Halftimes are always, you know, depends on which way you go. And, you know, had some players make some plays and got us all on the right foot. You know, it was unacceptable in my opinion, of giving up that many points and letting Pleasant Hope drive the field. But, hey, it's a step in the right direction. Gets the first one in 707 days. You know,
we didn't have the day count. I had the game count, right?
Yeah, but it's 707 exactly today. So, you know, proud of
them. Hey, it's done now, yeah.
Yep, and we're on to Cabool next week. So,
absolutely. Your offense clicking, the dual quarterback system really looked good tonight, and Woolsey put forth some great runs as well. So, really good to see all the offensive output for this team. And now, as you mentioned, Cabool next week, you start conference play, and now you go in with a different confidence level for these kids that have never, some of them have never experienced a win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, it's conference time, and it's time to fix mistakes. You know, last week it was all about execution. You know, after last week's game, it was all about execution, and, you know, we come out and didn't execute. So we obviously have to find something to fix that, because that's what we preach and that's what we practiced on all week. You know, we got to try to keep it as simple as possible for, you know, and we try to do that. you know, and I think they're slowly getting their, you know, routines and that type of stuff, what we expect of them. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I'm proud of them, you know, fighting through everything and giving them a 14 spot right off the bat, you know, is never good no matter who you play. But proud of them fighting back and getting through it. So.
A lot of fun, and go down there and enjoy with your kids.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you talking to us and getting to celebrate a victory for the first time. And Coach Walm said over 700 days. They had the day count down. It's been 16 games, but, man, it feels good. And you can just look down there, and the kids are still running around and hitting each other. And, you know, that's just a lot of relief for the Bear players, coaches, the program, and it's a good night for Bear Nation. Let's look at our stats before we let you go tonight, and Katie's done a good job with that. Passing was a little bit of a mixed bag tonight. Lee was 2 for 10, 1 interception, 1 touchdown, 22 yards. Rogers, 2 for 4 with 35 yards and 1 touchdown. The rushing attack for the Bears was where things really happened, and, man, good math, Katie. You did that a lot quicker than I would have been able to do. Leading rusher tonight was Caden Woolsey, 18 rushes, 247 yards. His longest was 73, 4 touchdowns for Woolsey. Rogers, 12 carries, 182 yards, 50 yards was his longest run. He had 1 rushing touchdown. Caden Lee, 5 rushes. He had more than 31 yards, I believe. But we'll go back and double-check that. I know he had that 77-yard touchdown run, did he not? Nope, yeah, forgot that one. So Lee goes over 100 yards.
There you go.
I'm confident. And 3 touchdowns for Caden Lee. And then Scarborough, late in the game, 5 carries, 52 yards. 28 was his longest, and he had a couple of touchdowns thanks to that fumble recovery. And for Pleasant Hope, Altick, 14 for 37. He put the ball in the air 37 times, 4 interceptions, 186 yards, 1 touchdown for Altick. And on the ground, not much going on. The quarterback, Dalton Altick, 49 yards rushing. Caleb Altick, 58 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns for Dalton, 1 for Caleb. And that is your – and I know the Bears went – probably about 700 yards of total offense for the Bears tonight. So lots of eye-popping stats there, lots of pats on the back and helmet thumps and everything like that as the Bears celebrate their first victory in 700-plus days.
Okay, so now you put that behind you and get in the locker room and start planning for next week.
Absolutely, getting ready for the
Bulldogs. Yeah, they're the next week's opponent, and it'll be at Kabul in the pit. So need a big Bear crowd there to, and I noticed they were selling cowbells tonight.
Who is?
Somebody. Uh-oh. Somebody was selling them for $10 a piece. You know, you could always go to Kabul.
Well, you know what you're going to get at Milk
Jug.
Counter
the Milk Jug.
Okay. Well, that's
cowbell.
One idea.
Anyway.
But we do need a lot of people, and yeah. let's pack the pit.
Whether
and,
you got
see
a cowbell or not.
We liked one win. Let's try to make it two.
Yeah, two
next
in a row.
Week. All right, for Matt, back at the studio for Larry Spence. I'm Marty Spence. 79-32 is your final. Bears win. Good night from Polinski Field.